Blog Talk Radio.
This is Butt Naked with the Grudge Inc. Radio Show, representing the state of Alabama. Come on every Tuesday at 8 Eastern Time and 7 Central Time. Welcome to the show.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? This is Gunner Picks. I'm here standing in for DJ Grant, and Butt Naked will be on the line shortly. And I tell you what, that's going to start off into the show. I'm going to open up mics. I see DJ Grant is on the line right now, your Alabama Grudge Inc. Governor. Butt Naked, can you hit your one button, please, if you're listening? DJ, it's your show. Go ahead and take over, please.
Yo, how's everybody doing tonight, brother? How you doing, Mr. Gunner Picks?
Man, I'm good. I can't complain. You know, I'm blessed.
I really want to thank you for stepping in and running the board for me. I had one or two things I got to do. I'm on now, but I have to be on and off for about the next 20, 30 minutes. But I'm on here right now. So what's going on, Gunnett?
It's the same old, same old. I want to let you know that your co-host, Butt Naked, is live and his mic is open.
Well, I'm not the co-host. I am the host. Get it straight, Gunny.
you know, I do apologize, Butt Naked. This is your show, DJ Grant. Didn't let the guy do it. And then once it got hot, he came on board. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, sir. DJ Grant, your host, is now on the Grudge Inc. Tuesday Night Butt Naked Show. And his mic is open, live, and direct. He's all over live. He's hot.
Get it right. Get it right, Gunny. The champ. Your host, the champ.
All right, okay. The host, your champ, DJ Butt Naked, Slide Down a Greasy Pole, is live and direct on the Grudge Inc. Show tonight. So I tell you what, with that being said, listen, we got a couple of callers on the line. Let's go ahead and open up these mics right away. We're going to jump into the show. Butt Naked and DJ, do we have a show topic tonight?
Yeah, we got one.
Okay, can you let the listeners know what your show topic is tonight, and let's get straight over into it. Let's get some of these mics open. Obviously, we got some callers that came on immediately with something on their mind.
Well, that topic tonight going to be about class races and grudge races. That's what
class
it's
races
about.
And grudge races. Class races and grudge races, okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Man. Spit it all out there. Say it all at one time, but nigga, so I can introduce
you. Well, you know I'm a little slow. All I want to add was, can't nobody get nigga like me. God damn it.
Oh, okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is Grudge Racers and Class Racers. I want to know what the topic is. Well, I'd actually like to know what the substance of the show is going to be about. So I'll tell you what, let's get some of these mics open and we can speak to your listeners. 248-0347, your mic is open. Please, go ahead.
Who's having a champ, Butt Naked and DJ Grant and Gunner Twick?
What's going on?
Everything good?
Yes, sir. May I have the pleasure of knowing who we're speaking to?
It's your boy Kev, man. What's going on?
Oh, you know, Kevin, my bad, bro. I do apologize. I couldn't catch your voice.
I haven't heard you in a while, brother. I do apologize.
Well, Kevin, I tell you what, I'm going to leave your mic open. I hear somebody breathing heavily in the background. What I will do... I'm not going to open a lot of mics tonight. If you have any background noise going on and you're not talking, please mute your mic, because if I have to mute your mic, I don't know if I can get back around to you and open your mic back up for you anytime soon, and you may have something real pertinent that you want to add to the conversation. 313-6547, your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
What's up, Butt Naked? What's up, Stunner? What's up, Gunny Tim? This is Big Fred just checking in, seeing what's going on.
Not much.
Trying to see what's happening for the night.
Sir, can the listeners know your name?
Big Fred. Detroit.
Big, you said Big Craig?
Yeah, Big Phil from Detroit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Big Craig, okay. All right, Big Craig, I do apologize. I can't put a face to the name, bro. I do, you know, I do apologize.
But yeah, I think Big Friend of the Fan Show. You remember me? Big Friend of the Fan
Big Fred.
Show.
Yeah, okay, I know Fred. I said Big Craig. Yeah, I know Fred. What's happening, bro? What's going on?
What's up, Gunny? What's up? What's up, Nicky? What's going on, Stella?
I'm trying to make it.
That's what's up.
We touching the subject on class races and grudge races, and you know how, you know, a lot of stuff is kind of being, you know, it's kind of like I think it seems like a lot of your class races are now trying to cross over or somewhat straddle the fence. Now you very rarely see grudge racing straddling the fence, but you know it's starting to be a little, you know, you're starting to see it a whole lot more as far as class racers trying to straddle the fence over on our side. We're just trying to see what, you know, what people think about that.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody wants to get in on this grudge thing right now, man. I mean, it's always been grudge racing, and But it's hype now. You know, you look at YouTube and you see all the races that's going on in different cities. You know, so the class races see that like, hey, this is a way to be recognized. You know, especially you talk about one of the top guns in grudge racing. You know, so they see that now.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I hadn't really looked at it from that aspect, but that is very true. Now, a lot of the grudge races, especially with these shows and things, are becoming more popular now, and you got class races that have been class races for years, and nobody really still even know who they are, and they looking at grudge racing like, shoot, grudge racing is the new thing.
Well, the notoriety. See, these class races want to be noticed. You know, I mean, like, so you go to a class race, who do you remember that came in second in the class race, you know, just like the good race, actually. But the hype is, just like you said, you got Gunny, you got Dolomite, you got BET, you got Number One Slouch, you got Hill TV filming these events, right?
That's
so
true.
They putting it on YouTube, putting on these videos, and people are seeing that. And then they recognize, hey, I know that guy. You know, he, like you said, he's been class racing for a long time. Nobody really paid attention to him. But now he has that exposure. Yeah, have that exposure on the YouTube and on these videos now. Hey, now he's somebody, you know.
I can't believe that I hadn't even looked at it and thought about it from that aspect. But that is very, very true, because you know you will see class races that, you know, you're right. Well, nobody never even know who the heck they was, or not getting any recognition. They're not saying that they nobody, but at the same time, there's so many of them, they don't have, you know, they can't get recognized in that world that they're in. So they want to jump on over here to what's happening, because grudge racing is what's happening right now.
They're getting plenty of exposure right now. Grudge Inc., just like when I first started watching it, it was Indy Cut putting it out there. And I'm like, man, who is this Hitler, you know? Who is the Rock, Mike Hill? And I want to see these guys in the Sweet Potato and all. I'm like, man, hold on. These guys are doing their thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, that's that exposure, you know, the worldwide web. Everybody's seeing it everywhere, you know?
I was the same way.
Guys in Mexico, man. I talked to these guys from Mexico. I deal with the guys in Mexico and Canada. They asked me, have you met these guys? We seen you on YouTube. We seen you on YouTube. You know some of these guys? I said, I don't know them personally. As I met them now, you know, since I've been to a couple of races, I met a couple of the big name guys. And then, like you said, these guys were class racers. Now they want to, hey, when is another event event that's going to be close so we can come? You know, I got guys, like I said, from Mexico talking about they want to come to a show. You know, I'm like, man, asking about Mike Hill and Tony Wright, Prime Time. You see the Prime Time guys, even Beers, Jimbo, you know. So hey, this has exposed a lot of the racing to what's going on right now.
That's That's true. Well, I mean, just like Grant,
you know, who is DJ Grant? Look at that's the son and butt naked, you know? Hey, you guys are like celebrities now, you know?
Celebrities.
I mean, that's what I said, like, Biz name rings a lot down here now. No, no offense, but nigga, I know Biz's name rings a little sorrow to your booty hole. But right now, you know, but until you can get him back, it is what it is. But you know, that's very, very true.
Can you see me without laughing? Goddammit!
But nigga, you don't find that too funny, huh, but nigga?
No, I didn't miss it with DJ. Yeah, he always laughing. Can you see him with that laugh?
I was trying to.
Hey, good evening, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, Larry.
What's up,
man?
Hey, man, I had to hurry up and call into the show, man. And the reason I had to hurry up and call into the show, y'all talking about people's names ringing. Hey, my man Butt Nugget name. Hey, Butt Nugget, what is you doing sliding on poles, man?
Yeah, that had been about 15 years ago, man. Hey, that little girl she said, I bet you can't do this job. I said, what's so hard about coming down that pole? She said, I bet you can't do it. I said, I bet I can. I said, bet that money in that league, man. She put that money up. I put my little change up. I ran around that pole about 3 times now. Jumped up in the air and I came down that pole upside down.
Man, I don't remember why this man keeps telling the story, man. I swear I was letting
DJ,
go, man.
DJ, you didn't tell me that nigga had all the talents, man. You know, but, you know.
Man, listen, man. I don't know what the worst possessed is.
Hey, man, you know, I had an old liquid courage in me back then. You know, the old, what I was drinking back then? Remy and Coke, that Remy VSOP.
I couldn't wait to get on the show to find out what had happened to my buddy, man. I thought this was something recent. I didn't know it was 15 years ago. 15 years ago, I got the name.
People gonna think it happened yesterday. You shouldn't have never seen it.
Hey, if another was telling me today, I'd take that challenge upon my ass today. I got a little bit stomach now, but hey, I still try.
Well, Butt Nigga, did you slide down the pole, Butt Nigga?
I was butt ass naked upside down with all my clothes off. Hey, man, do what she asked. She said, man, where you from? I said, why you having me that? I ain't never seen a man leave me the damn clothes. You got a full shirt, some long johns, 2-pound sock. Where the hell you from, nigga?
No.
I'm in the country. Where I'm from?
Yeah, you from somewhere.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead.
It's the truth, though. I'm going to sugarcoat it.
Cliff, gotta pick. You there?
But we got to get back to the show.
Right.
We got plenty of calls on the line.
Right.
Get back to the show.
I'm going to clear right out. Get back to the show, though, DJ. I just came in and cussed that little joke, man. But like you say, man, this thing is growing, man. You know, and people are getting popular and familiar with grudge racing now, man. You know, and it's a lot of people that's with this, and it's a lot of people that's not with it, you know. But, you know, we got to keep it moving, man, you know. And it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So, you know, I'm saying yay. I ain't saying nay. So whatever y'all want to do, that's what we're going to do. I'm going back to the quiet side.
All right, Larry. Appreciate it. All right, got it. We got another caller. Sound like somebody needs some cut in the wall. They coughing. Got it, Pete.
Got it, Pete.
Now, he gonna be running the board for us tonight. What's going on?
Gunner had us in a headlock in the private room.
Maybe he had to go slide down the pole right quick.
On the class race, this is my opinion. I just think that the guys, you know, we used to class race. It was a lot of money to be spent to class race, you know, meeting weight, you know, making points and trying to make those events. And, you know, I think Big Drag made a big point. You know, he'd rather just do, you know, instead of running so many rounds, he'd just rather do it in one round. I mean, that's what a lot of guys, are, you know,
well,
are just looking at.
I'm gonna say this, Kev. I mean, I actually like the shootouts, but I like the grudge shootouts, because the thing is, think about it. Is how many times have you been to a show where, you know, you got all the heavy hitters there that, you know, and most guys are kind of, you know, most of the guys are kind of classed around the same thing. Or they, you know, they run a 28 stock suspension or 29 stock suspension. And the thing is, everybody want to see these guys go head to head, but all we do is see them making their single passes by themselves.
Right.
You
true.
Know, I mean, people want to see us or people get into, I mean, they want to see us go down the track side by side. I mean, and when you do the grudge shootouts, with no time, the fans get a chance to see the cars they want to see go down beside somebody. I can point the thing at myself. You know, I mean, a long time I couldn't get nobody to get beside me. I used to try, but you know, I make a lot of test passes. I don't have the luxury of time to do a lot of testing during the week a lot of times. So when I get to a track a lot of times, I got to do a little testing, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have to.
Yeah. So.
I like the you said, the grudge racing, and I also like, you know, when the guys, you know, when you guys all come together, the big heavy hitters, when, you know, when you and Butt Naked, and you guys come to agreement and say, okay, we're going to, you know, put 500 person or 5,000 in the pot, and, you know, let the fans see a good show. And then also, when you get done, do some grudge racing.
I like the big kind of pro mods. Now, I like to go to the pro mods events and so far and so on when they have the shows. But when it comes down to grudge racing, when it's just all different cars, I love that grudge racing, man. And I've been around it all my life. That's all I ever been exposed to, you know. So I'm a grudge man.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you too. That way, I mean, even with the, you know, I've seen some of the bracket races and some of our races go. You know, they'll you know, find that person to argue about all day, and they'll line up against each other, you know?
Let's go to the phone lines. DJ, it's you and the Butt Naked Show. Let's go to the phone lines, and let's get a few other opinions from some of these callers we got. Hang it on. We got a 250 shot. His name is Mike from out of Alabama. Mike, is open. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Hey.
What's happening, Mike? What you know good, 250?
Oh, I got to go to Puerto Rico.
I got to run some balls out of Puerto Rico.
For Puerto
Rico. Hey, Mr. 250, what's going on, man? I ain't seen you in a while.
I don't know if I was Mike trying to turn y'all on me or the average out on him.
Hey, Mike, where have you been? A long time from you. Where you been, Mike? I ain't seen you on the videos or nothing. Where you been, brother?
I got a new car. I'm doing a new car, and I haven't
read
about another week or two, and I'm
going to
do a big video in it.
So what's up with you and Mandrea with the Grand Prix? Y'all still working it out?
Man, that boy
is
telling me
that
Grand Prix. It's
because
I'm building a new car,
setting
this for that.
That Grand Prix, man, son, good. That's the baddest joke in Alabama, just about. DJ Grant know about that car, don't he?
Man, I'm calling out what you think the car is. Hey, but I'm starting to race more at the tracker. Down in
Hattiesburg,
Mississippi. You know, I like it if y'all
vacant.
You come out.
March
the 2nd. March the 2nd. I'm pretty sure we can get some guys.
What kind of race you throwing, Mike?
Well, it's gonna be grudge racing. It's really all my grudge, but I'm gonna have some class to shoot. I mean, I'm gonna have a 7-0, 6-0, 550, you know, stuff like that. Then I'm going to give away, I'm gonna have a drawing every 20 minutes, give away $50 every 20 minutes.
You're going to be giving away $50 every 20 minutes?
Yeah.
From what time to what time?
Well, from 6 o'clock to about 10 o'clock.
Every 20 minutes you're giving away $50?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure
And then it'll be a Walmart gift card.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, I'm just all appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? You know, just appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, put your name in the hat, you know, put your ticket. You know, you might just call. You know, you never know.
That's true.
It sounds
good. So you're just trying to do something to give back. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely just keep us posted and anything we can do to help you support that race. So, or if any of us are in the area at the time ain't got nothing going on, we definitely try to support you, man. Anything we can do, Grudge Inc. as a whole, we support anything having to do with racing, Grudge Racing mainly.
I was trying to talk to him. I don't know. I can hear them. I don't know they can hear me. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me ask you, Mike. How do you feel about the class races and grudge racing? About class races coming to the grudge game. What's your thought on that?
But that a big, you know me. I ain't no class racer. I'm all like grudge racing, but you know I just go with the flow, man. I all drag heads up. But, you know, I ain't got a problem with it, but, you know, I go with the flow.
So what you're saying, Mike, you have no problem lining up with a class racer that shows his time. You don't care.
No, I don't care. I mean, if we got them pulled aside, I mean, we'll run. You know?
All right. Okay. Well, 250 Shot, we appreciate you weighing in. And as you guys just heard, Mr. 250 Shot doesn't care if he gets beside a class racer that shows his time. As a grudge racer, he has no problem with allowing people that show their times to come into a grudge event.
Let me clarify this because I don't want nobody to think that we trying to down class races. It's not so much that me personally, I don't care about getting beside a class racer. That's not really what it's all about. What I'm saying, what happens is a lot of times is you get some class races that come in there and it may push some of the up and coming grudge races out that they won't get in the shootout because they already know what that car can run. So they're like, I ain't no need for me to get in that shootout. We know he can run X, you know, X, Y, Z. So I ain't gonna waste my time.
Okay, let me ask you him. That's why you be prepared for something like that. I mean when I go raid, my guns are loaded. Whatever. I mean, you get me, I'm going to get you. I mean, that's why I look at it.
You're right. And anything can happen in grudge racing. Anything can happen in racing, pit class racing, too. But what I'm saying is it makes for a person that's a true grudge racing, and the biggest thing, one of the biggest things about grudge racing is our secrecy of our time. People want to try to figure out what a car can run or try to size a car up, which a lot of us can usually kind of get pretty close. But the bottom line is if we don't know, but we get in the shootout and we're beside a class race, and everybody say, well, we know that class race can run 390s. And hell, he was right there, you know, in the door when they went through the
okay.
trap.
Okay, Nate, you know what? Nate, let me tell y'all another good thing about that. That means if he runs 390 and you run 550, that means if you break loose, you beat him, that means you should feel proud. That means he got more motor power than you, and you beat a top nine cop.
Understand what I'm saying. Me personally, I'm not worried about running up against a class racer. But I do think it kind of messes up the game a little bit because of that simple fact. You have true grudge racers that sit back and say, well, why y'all letting these cars in? Everybody know what these type cars run. You got some,
hey,
you got some people.
Hey,
you know, you got
nobody doing that. Know why they're doing that? You really want to know why they're doing that?
What, they scared?
No, they're not scared. It means you have a grudge race. It means it's a money thing. It's just a money thing, man. That means it's a money thing, what it is.
Well, I mean, it's always you can look at it, man. It's different angles to look at it, and that's why we open it up to the fans. I mean, to everybody. And,
Mike, I'm saying with Mike and them, that, you know, I've seen them guys on the YouTube, just like you know, big Fred was saying, but you know, I have to give my hat off to Mike and them, man. Them some down and dirty boys from down where y'all way. Them some bad boys right there.
Mike who?
Mike. Mike and Mandrell and Mr. Five Speed. I'm some bad boys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hey, I mean, I've been on YouTube. Hey, Nate, I got a YouTube show. I've been on YouTube. Got a pick on YouTube. You know, Bubba tell me, Nate, I came to Georgia with my car. And got a pick heard about it. You know, I went to Georgia. I went to Raw. Got a head up. Hello?
Yeah, we
here. Yeah, we
here.
You're on, Mike.
Hey, I went to Georgia. I went to run out of grunts. Look at my... When all said and done, you know what I had to run? I had a 29 inch slick on my car, but I had to run a man with a 33 inch slick. Okay? You know what I said? That man ain't no set like me. So
uh-huh.
I went back to my camp. I talked to my brother. He said to me, motherfucker. He said, fuck it, we gonna get out of the car whether we win or lose. He said, we know he got a big advantage over us. And I said then, I'll never get caught out like that no more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, brother. I'm not questioning what you're saying. I mean, because grudge racing is like this. Just like I run cars out of my class. But the thing is, I also know my role, and I know what cars to run out of my class, so I know what I would do, what I'm willing to try and what I ain't willing to try. And that's what grudge racing really is all about, you know, what you're willing to do. It ain't so much, you know, you got some cars that back half cars or ladder bar cars or that just ain't doing nothing. I mean, if they in the way, they in the way. I mean, and if my true stock suspension Mustang on 28 look like they look like fools. Guess what? As y'all say up north, down on their ass, I'm ready to go.
There you go, D. There you go. That's what I'm looking at.
It is what it is.
I just go with the flow, man. If a man want to run me, I'm going to run. He goes to me. If I know he has my lead, and if I feel like I can run with him or beat him, I'm going to run with him.
Yeah.
And you know,
I was down in Montgomery. I was in Montgomery one time, and my buddy Turbo Tim and then they was having an issue with one of their cars, and they was going to get me to run. I was going to run a all out pro mod. They just said, "Fuck it, let's try it." But I'm glad we did because we would have got fucked up. But we were gonna try. I mean, and my thing is, if they wanted to do it, we were gonna go. We were just gonna go, cause you know,
hey, we gonna win or lose. But you know, sometimes
it's just all gamble. That's it. That's all it was. A gamble.
But DJ, can I ask you a question?
Huh?
What have you to talk to me and giving you something to make
hold
that
on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Gunny, we got some background noise. I don't know who that is. Please, if you're not talking, can you please put your phone on mute because it got some background noise pretty bad. Hello?
Yeah, DJ, I just a question to ask. You know, say for instance, you know, you said it was a pro mod car, you know, or, you know, if you could have talked to that guy to make it right, say if he gave you a shake or put in the tree.
I was running them head up.
God damn, DJ.
Okay, DJ, look like we got a whole list of callers. Whoever we got on the mic right quick. Whoever we got on the line, DJ. I mean, Gunny.
All right, we got Tyson on the line. Tyson, your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up, DJ?
What's up, Tyson?
All the way, Nicky. What's going on?
What's going on, homie?
I got a bone to pick with you, but I'll wait till later on in the show to talk about that.
All right, that'll work.
But, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, the whole topic is, you know, the class racers looking in that, you know, if we jump in a grudge race and we're saving a lot of parts. We only got one shot, you know, we're not going around, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's like a good advantage and a bad advantage, you know, because a lot of guys don't want to run class races because they show their time. But to me, you know, it really doesn't matter to me, you know, because who said they're going to run that time at the track they at?
Yes, sir.
You know what
the
I mean?
Other thing,
they might go 390 last week. Who says they're going to do the same thing today?
That's very true. That's the other thing, the other big important fact is a lot of times class races have big time sponsors. A lot of times,
right,
you know, that plays a big role in it. If you got I mean, not saying anything bad about like Killing Time. Killing Time's a bad man, everybody know it. But y'all see how fast that man put that car back together. And that came from, you know, he named all the sponsors and all the people that helped him get that car back together in what, 20 days.
Yeah,
but a lot of people don't realize about Steven too. Steven's family got money.
Well, I mean, that
but
ain't got. We're not trying to count a single person's money. We're not saying we just going off of donated money. That's he ain't have to spend no
donated,
money. I mean,
right.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying
he did.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, he got a whole car in two days after the accident. You know, that's the downside of it. You know, they got sponsors putting that car back together like that.
I mean, we don't. None of us know what really went on or how, but I know he named a list of sponsors. Who
he sure did. He had a list of sponsors.
You know, I mean, to the motor, to the chassis, to I mean. It's several different, the paint shop, all the, I mean.
All the paint, yeah.
That's great. I'm not knocking
average,
that, but I'm saying. What road race, you know, can get that kind of support, man? I ain't got that. I know I don't. I've been sitting
on that. He'll name one person, and that's himself. Whoever owned the car.
Yeah.
Me, Tyson.
If that was me,
I'd like
to
thank God.
I'd be sitting over there in the corner. Right, dang, I've got to get this thing back together.
I'll be in there.
Go ahead. We're staying home.
It's a up and a downer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, it's a up and a downer, but it really ain't no way of stopping them if that's what they want to do. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a way of stopping it. It's just that, you know, basically what we try, you know, it's. Ain't nobody really right at this point really just trying to stop it or whatever. But my thing is, grudge races as a whole has always been kind of looked upon as, you know, kind of looked down on. But now,
right.
You know, now with Grudge Inc. and us trying to structure grudge racing and show the world, you know, we're not a bunch of dumbasses. And we having fun and we can get along. You know, it ain't nothing personal. You know, a lot of people, a lot of times you got class races that, I mean, I know guys that are class races. They first thing, I'd be like, well, you want to come on the show? Man, I don't want to get on there and get into it with nobody. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, they
don't
want that.
They don't want that confrontation. They don't want the confrontation at all. Because
they're not
used
to that. They're not
exactly.
used to that.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're not used to it, that's not what you're into. Stay on your side of the fence. If you come in this world, that's what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, that's a big part of grudge.
They can't control what go over here on Grudge Inc. because, hey, you know, anything, you know, you can't control what go over here. We're going to say what we want to say. We're going to race how we want to race. And if you don't like it, that's on you. You know?
Yeah, I mean it's like they want the sweet part of it. They want the nice cool side of grudge racing, the can we all get along part of grudge racing and you gotta get the good and the bad.
You know. Sometimes it's either good
I done get hot and heated with people, you know,
right.
several times. You know,
right.
but at the same time it ain't nothing personal.
Ain't nothing personal. It's all in the gamble.
All right, BJ, let's go on down and listen a bit further. Who here we got, Mr. Gunn?
All right, we got 708-1889. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
What's going on, fellas? Want to say what's up to DJ Grant and all the other fellas. Just want to comment on what y'all talking about. You know, I feel like letting class races in. I mean, it's all drag racing. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. You know what I'm saying? Either you're going to go or you ain't, you know, and I feel like high class races have sponsors and everything, why can't the grudge racers get together and unite with one another? And you know what I'm saying? Hey, we got to have each other back, you know what I'm saying?
You're right. It's funny you say that. I mean, actually, the bigger grudge ain't get. I mean, we already have sponsors that are wanting to kind of come on board. I mean, all that stuff will come, but they have to see us, you know, as a whole, you know, as something worth investing. I'm sure they're looking at it because we buy the same stuff that everybody at all the class races buy.
Right, same.
You know, and to be honest with you, a lot of us got better stuff in our cars than class. For a fact I've got better stuff. I ain't gonna say better, but what I'm saying is small block for small block Ford. I don't think it ain't too many out there in the country got something better than what I got in mind. That's just my personal opinion, and you know, I pretty much believe that. I've been told that anyway. But I know I'm not as fast as some class races that got less than what I got.
Right.
I think it's a good thing because it's bringing more people into the Grudge Inc. world, you know what I'm saying? And that's what the whole thing is about, making it grow as big as possible. You know what I'm saying?
We're making it grow. I mean, the thing is what we don't want to do, we don't want somebody that's a legitimate grudge racer that's watched grudge racing from a child or coming up, and now they know it's grudge racing, and they trying to make their way in the game, and you got a bunch of class racers that could come over and just rake the field and make it look, you know, just waters it down because it's like, you know, you get people to come in and like, dang, man, you know, I thought this was for grudge racing. You got all these class races up here. You know, it's good.
Well, okay, I don't mean to interrupt.
It's got as good and as bad,
You got to look at it like this, too. You know, somebody coming in the game that can't do it like the next person can't got to stay in his place. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
the game is being elevated. It's changing. This game here, you got to be on your stuff, man, for real.
Got to be on your P&Q, for sure. Got to be on your top of the game.
You got
to
be on it.
That's all I wanted
to
comment. All right,
y'all
keep doing good, man. You know, I follow the show every week, so man, keep up the good work.
All right,
thanks a lot.
Calling me. All right, that's what we got next.
All right, 310-8232. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? DJ and Tail, man. What's happening?
Oh,
hey,
yo.
What's going on?
Hey, listen.
The California.
What's going
on, baby?
Hey, listen,
what's up, California kid?
All right, what's good? What's good?
Here's my take on this. I say no class racing, and here's the reason why. Because grudge racers, we're outlaw racers. We're the underground racers. What we do, nobody else does. Now, if I'm a grudge racer and I've got an idea on what someone's car runs, I keep it to myself. But you can rest assured, if you race a class racer and he beats you, he's going to tell everybody what he thinks your car is running because he
knows. I'm so glad you said that because I had the same conversation earlier. I said the exact same thing. That's a very good point that you brought up. I'm glad you said
that. We are a secret society that we don't rat out. We don't talk shit about nobody's time, even if we know. The best part about grudge racing is you don't know what the guy next to you is running, and that's what makes it a race. So
you're right.
That's what makes the game good.
Yeah, don't, and you ain't going to tell everybody what I, because my secrecy is what's going to either make me win or make me have to step my car up more. I say no class racers. I just think that they'll start running their mouth. Oh, yeah, I race so-and-so. His car runs 460s at this track. They ain't going to keep nothing secret. And then you know what? Everything that we do goes to the wayside. Because now the races that you're going to get, you probably won't because someone will say, man, my car ain't going that quick. I can't run with that dude. The elephant surprise is what makes our group, what we do, so unique.
Hey, so it was just say like a class with somebody that you know that class is. So if he stepped to me and say you want to run your car, and I know I can run with him, so I should decline that racing him because I'm scared of what he's gonna tell my time. How can you keep the class racing from grudge racing? I can't see you doing that.
It's not that you have to tell him that you don't want to race him. If you don't care what people know about your car, then tell everybody that your car runs already. That's what I'm saying is that the part about the grudge racing is the secrecy of it. That's what separates us from them.
Yeah, I'm going to try to back up what you were saying, K.O. I was saying earlier that I had the same conversation earlier that one thing about a class racer, they don't, you know, that's what they do. They show their time. So they don't care anything about a time.
Exactly.
So I was saying if I was racing, say, Keyzabo is a class racer, everybody knows, but he's been in a lot of the shootouts here lately. Now, if I, you know, nobody knows what I can run. So if me and Keyzabo go down through there, neck and neck or whatever, they could go to Keyzabo and say, "Hey, man, how fast you just go in, or what you think?" You know, he's gonna say he don't care about telling because that's what class races don't care nothing about a time, period. But grudge races, our code is, I mean, even if we racing against somebody else, of course, maybe we may share amongst our people in our camp if it's somebody we trying to go with. Hell, he was right there at my door, so he got to be right around in this area or right around in that area. But we still ain't going to tell, nobody else.
That's right.
I agree with DJ.
Okay, DJ, when we had the conversation a few weeks ago, about a month ago, you know, somebody posted something on the internet about it. You never would say what they said. And what was said on that blog about the clan racing and the grudge racing? You read it.
I forgot. But nigga, y'all got to hold on for me. Hold on 1 second.
Though. All right, Gunner, let's go on down to the next call.
Hold on. I think that's about it right now. We can go back and we're getting more calls calling in. If anybody wants to add anything to it. Kevin, DJ, Big Fred, Butt Naked, Tyson, Larry, and Teo. Your mics are open, and we got somebody that's pressed the one button. Let's see, 773-7115. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Grudge fellows. How's everything going? This is the Kid in Chicago. How's everybody doing?
Good.
All right, I'd like to make a comment.
Okay.
As far as your grudge racing, I've been a class racer all my life, but I'm leaning toward the grudge racing. You can tell a grudge racer's time by a 60-foot time. You can tell, you know, they got things out here now that you can, you know, you can just about tell anybody's time. That drag race when he had it back here in August, a policeman showed me his radar gun. And it showed me exactly how fast a guy went down the track. So, you know, it's not hard to, you know, really determine. As far as that goes, E.T. wins races.
Yeah, we understand that. I mean, everybody that's a real grudge racer can kind of gauge and try to look at their man and figure that out. Y'all know that, but I'm saying it still, it doesn't matter. The only way we really going to know is if we get that ticket. Or if somebody else has a ticket, you know, if somebody else has a ticket, because also a lot of times printed on these tickets is the margin of victory. And you can tell exactly what another car run if you look at the other person's ticket and look at the margin of victory.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
But you know, DJ, if I race you and we run down and say a half car separates us. Yeah, you know what? I got a rough idea what your car's running. You got a rough idea what my car's running. But that stays between me and you,
yeah.
Our camp. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Class racer will put on blast. And that goes into your pocket now. The races you get now, if you race a class racer, you burn your car because now everybody will know what your car runs.
And you
see, them class racers, they like putting up them times because that's their bragging rights, putting up them hell of
And like, you know, ain't nothing wrong. Ain't
right,
nothing wrong with that. But that's what they do.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it. Right. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
And another thing I wanted to add to that, what I want to add to that is this. I like Grudge Inc. I love the Grudge Inc. family. You know, even though we have a little complication, we have some people that want to go in another direction, but we got the doors open where we're willing to accept this or that, or contemplating on the fact that we're willing to accept this or that. But
exactly.
I look at it from both sides. Are they willing to accept us within what they're doing? You know, so when you all say that, I try to look at it from both angles. I don't just look at it from one angle. I know that we got the love in our heart, and they're contemplating on this or that because we're trying to make the Grudge Inc. family go. But at the same time, one hand is for the wash other. Do you think that they will accept us into what they're doing?
That's an ant. And if you be perfectly honest with that, a lot of times I would probably say not really.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jay, because that's where you come in the cubic inch and weight.
I don't think so. I like the suspense. I like the suspense in graduation.
Okay.
I don't want to know your time.
Right, I agree with Larry, too.
Suspense corner. If you feel like you can get out, we done went through
that's
the trouble,
it.
We got our cars alike, let's go on and let's get on down there. I mean, it's just like that when Terry was telling us about that $100,000 race.
Yeah,
it's a class race. You know what their time is. Ain't nobody gonna want that guy to come and race in that event. You know, because they're not going to feel like that. It's fair to the small guys. I mean, we talk about class races. You know, so I don't have nothing against them, but I just think that everybody should do what they do. You know, they already have a problem with us, and we haven't created a problem just because of the background that we have and where we come from.
And also, there's no problem with
that's
my own
personal
racer.
Point on that.
I got you. And also, there's no problem with a class racer if they want to build a grudge car. We ain't got no problem with that.
No, I encourage that.
If they build a grudge car and don't show no time, that's totally different. They can come on and
get
it down.
Hey, guys, you know, when we went to 131, people had never seen what we had done before, you know. And all the black and rich stayed over to watch us race. And we asked people, you know, man, I'm going to go home and build me a grudge car now. I respect those people for that. You know, it was good they wanted to join the game and, you know, all that DJ finish on that. But, you know, grudge racing and grudge, actually Grudge Inc. is really, really growing because people are coming together. They're sitting, you know, setting standards and getting to different tracks to see each other. And you know, Gun and Pig, and like I say, the rest of the guys, they're doing a great job of letting people know who is who. You know, and these people want to say, I want to beat Mississippi Joe. I want to get DJ Grant. You know, I want to get Kev. I want to get Taylor. I want to get, you know, Tyson. You know, I want to whoop his ass. You know, and it's good for the game as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the best part to me about grudge racing is that when the two cars line up and I'm getting ready to side bet, I don't know who the hell to side bet with.
Exactly.
Game fun. There's no sure winner. And if both of these guys are on their A game, it could go either way. That's the gamble. That's what separates us from class racing. You don't know who's going to win because you don't know who.
That's
what
makes the fun in the game right there.
Heck
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you guys said, I've seen small tire cars and big tire cars. And everybody puts up on the big tire car.
And one more thing, fellas, fast racers, they hold grudges against each other, too. So don't forget that, too.
You said
yeah.
They do?
Yep, they hold grudges against each other. So, you know, racing is racing, basically.
Right, I mean, I look at it the same way.
We all
agree.
Yeah, we all agree.
Grudge racers,
race.
Whatever.
But when you talk about grudge racing, you're talking about something that you do to make, you know,
yeah.
I know class races run to make money, and you're racing against 32 other cars for that prize at the end. But you know what? This is all up. This is all up one shot for buying a man. I don't want the guy next to me knowing how fast my car is because, you know, then he's holding all the aces. He'll know what,
like
you know.
Put it like this. Have you ever been to a track and they got the shootouts going. Yeah, it's good. It's good to keep stuff going. But everybody is there just to see the one Rudge match of the day.
Oh, yeah.
All day long, and the only thing they want to see, the biggest thing they want to see is them two damn cards, them two damn true Rudge cards go head to head. They don't care nothing about it. That's what makes the whole show.
That's what makes the whole show.
When the Gangsta Boo and Big Low race in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, all them cars, all them people for 3 days, all everybody really wanted to see was Big Low and the Gangsta Boo go at.
Hey, and you know what, DJ? You're exactly right, because you know what, and I'll be honest and not to disrespect anybody, but when you say that, talk about Hattiesburg in those 3 days, what's the only race you really remember?
Yeah.
That's right. That's that race.
And that's all I'm saying. And no disrespect to anybody else. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just saying that's the race you want to see. That's the race you went down to for 3 days to see, and it finally came. And that's it. That's what makes our grudge racing. It separates from the other. We're the underground. We're the outlaw. You know, we're
outlaw.
You don't know what we run.
You know, we're the
shit talkers.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, and you know that's the name of the game with us. You know what I mean?
But you know what? If we're gonna go that far back, then we're going back to where I came from. What we used to do, everybody used to show their time at US 30 Drag Strip. But what happens with that was, if you got a 540 car and you got a 410 car, then he had to make up the difference in the light to let the 540 car leave and go try to catch the car. And then you got a breakout. If you break out of that time that you got dialed in on a car, then you automatically was a loser. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it would have to be a whole lot added and taken away from everything.
Right.
Bracket risk. Change that. Everybody say racing is racing. Yeah, racing is racing, but class racing is class racing. Bracket racing is bracket racing, and grudge racing is
grudge racing.
Exactly.
And
pole racing is pole
racing. I ain't gonna lie to you. I just got a very disrespectful sort of man they call putting him on blast. Maurice, aka Juvenile. He said we need to shut up with all this boring ass talking and let somebody lock somebody in. So I'm asking anybody on this phone, they wanna lock in and run the slowest G body in the state of in the county of LaGrange.
What kind of car is that, DJ?
He got a Regal, a G body Regal.
Small boy, big boy. So, hey, DJ, can I say this? Because you know the rules to the show. We're not supposed to talk, but can the man get on the show since he's doing that? Can he get on the show and say what he got to say?
He's scared.
Hey,
DJ, how about this?
Maurice, if you listen, sorry, sir, we don't have time for you. Continue our show.
DJ, don't be mad at me. He got the slowest Regal in the world.
You ain't learned.
Can we do
hey, you got the wrong person. You got the two wrong people on the phone tonight. You got Tyson on the phone. Tyson will lay your ass out. And you got Terrell to put it politically to you. So, Maurice, please, don't do this to yourself, sir.
Man, you got to open
up the mic, got it, big.
You making Burek look bad. You got the slowest Regal in the country.
Hold on.
Are you guys saying Regal or Beagle, like in Snoopy?
Same thing. You walk like a duck, you quack like a duck, it's a duck.
DJ Grant.
Yes.
And he don't speak for the state where he come from. He's speaking for himself. Since he don't be on the phone.
Hey, all the way back. Hey, all the way naked.
But
naked on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, listen, I can get this off my chest. Man, I heard about this pole incident. Now, you my man. You my man, 100 grand, man. Just tell me one thing. You wasn't making it clap.
Hell no.
You what?
Hell no. Let me know, man.
Now
you called me to talk about
this. Long as you were making the clap, man. You are right, man. But if you was up there
making
the clap, we
would
have to talk, but
nigga. Hell no. Everybody make the clap. I made them that money clap when I put it back in my hand. But check this out. We're going at 9:30 tonight, guys. We got to get these other callers in. We're not going at 11 tonight. So, Gunner, do we got any more callers?
We got plenty. 313-6868. Your mic is open.
Detroit.
What's going on, brother? Can you state your name, please? 313-6868. Last call for alcohol. State your name, please.
It's good to talk, but in the meantime, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
Alabama got a grudge against Georgia. How you placing your bet?
Alabama.
Oh, you going with Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay then. All right.
What grudge is that y'all talking about against Alabama? Alabama and
football.
Georgia.
Football.
Oh, Alabama, definitely.
All right, I hear you, buddy, mate.
All right, well, let's go on down that list one more time. Got it, who else we got?
All right, 773-3730. Please state your name first. Your mic is open. 773-3730. Your mic is open. What's your name, please?
That's Chicago.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. What's your name again?
This is Kenny Rogers, Gunny.
Hey, Kenny, what's going on, brother?
All right, yeah. Now, it was a good topic today. Now, you know, when I first started building my car, I thought I was going to run class racing. Boy, but it changed my mind quick. I never even ran a car with class racing. So, I don't think it's they should stay class racing.
All right. Well, Kenny, can I ask you a question? What made you change your mind to go from building a class car to a grudge racing? What was it specifically?
Well, the main thing I saw what it was with me, the rounds, the wear and tear you put on your car, and you get nothing but a trophy or whatever out of the deal. The grudge racing, you talk shit, hey, you think you can beat this guy? So that was my deal.
You said
you're going to
make a
mass potatoes
when I came in the house. That's what you told me.
All right, we got some background. Can you please mute the mic?
You might want to get their ass to whoop.
sound like a whooping coming.
Mama kind of mad.
That's one thing. But Kenny, now let me ask you a question. How are you going to feel when you show up at these grudge tracks to grudge and you can't get a grudge race? And now you done spent $300 to $500 in nitrous, fuel, and travel expenses. How are you going to take that?
Well, that's going to be kind of hard to deal with, Gunny. If I'm looking at it like this. If I think I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'm going to try to have at least one race locked in before I get there with my car.
There you go. Lock these races in before you move, and don't lock in that with that. Oh, I thought he was a good guy, so I didn't think it was necessary for him to put the money in the DP.
No, I won't do that.
I agree. Okay, well, Kenny,
I want to say hello to Larry, too. Larry, I still got to get by there and see you guys.
I sure be looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I met you. I just met you this year at drag race. You might not remember me, but
yeah, I remember you.
Funny. All right, I gotta get with you guys.
All right.
Hey, Larry.
All right, Kenny.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave the mic open. Let's move on to a few more callers, Kenny. If there's something you feel you need to say, just come on in. If you're not talking,
okay,
please put your phone on mute so we don't have background noise. And here we coming back to Georgia. 404-0468. The mic is open. Go ahead, please. 404-0468. Can you state your name for me, please?
Yeah, this is Mike Jones.
Mike Jones, what's going on?
Hey, I wanted to say hey to Bud Naked, and I wanted to know what was really going on with him. And, you know, that the stuff that he said he liked to put on the pole and let the wind hit him in his ass,
That was a picture he cut out of a magazine.
I don't believe that,
all I know, Lil' Chump.
Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, is there any rumor to Tommy Hamlin's buying Hattiesburg?
Excuse me?
I said, is there any rumor? What's the rumor about Tom Hamlin's buying the Hattiesburg track?
You know what, Bob? I hadn't heard. Who is that? Matter of fact,
it's a kid up in Chicago. I heard he spoke about Hattiesburg.
Oh, the city track?
Yeah, the track.
And what's his name again? You said Tom Hamlin?
Right, the former basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hadn't heard that as of yet, but you know what? I'll let everybody know on my show Friday night because I definitely will know.
All right, I'll be listening.
Okay, but y'all having a great show, fellas, and I just dropped in. I see y'all telling everything, and good luck to everybody. And but nigga, I don't need to come over here no more and start stuff with you to make y'all have a good show because y'all done picked up and y'all doing good now. So I can leave you alone, but nigga.
Hey, Mr. Joe, you don't want to come in about this man flying down no pole today, huh?
Hey, you can tell the way butt nigga walk, he like something pushing his ass all the time.
Hey, I didn't think it was in my ass, boy.
I told you, butt nigga, it was coming.
Hold on, let me close these goddamn big room doors. Now, you ain't saying that one guy. Your leg, baby. Yeah, she has a little piece of chain down there.
Hey, you cool. I heard you tell everybody last night it was 3,500.
I'm just saying that was a good little piece of chain. I turn around,
you,
I put my chain up.
For that, she actually gave you 3,500.
Boy, I got down and I walked that day.
You asked me, did she actually give you that $3,500?
You better goddamn believe I got it.
You are the last bastard on I ever know. Now, last night you said 2,300.
Hey, you had it together. My money and her money came up to be $3,500. I had enough money to
be. You're the motherfucker. Excuse me, I ain't be.
Now, let me finish.
But
let me
finish.
Let me finish.
I want you to know that. You have to watch.
I want you to
know
what I'm telling you, man. I took the woman challenge, and I got down, did what I had to do. I got on that pole, and I came down. I went in and gay about it with no ad clapping going on, and then I got that name Brett Naked. I got butt ass nigga on that stage and came out that pole upside down and showed her when they're hard about her job.
And you probably pulled her too, didn't you, butt nigga?
No, I didn't pull her. What I'm going to pull her for?
I thought maybe you went there when you went to go home night and throw a rod all night. You know what I mean?
No. I'm too drunk to do anything after that.
Okay. Well, butt nigga, hey, man, you know, that's you and your country. Whatever, man. Whatever you talk.
Hey, if I had any shame about it, I wouldn't have told it, homie. But then I got the name.
That's what I'm saying. You know, only you know what's going on. So whatever floats your boat, but nigga. But are you gonna lock in anybody besides Chemo and Brayden? Who else you got your eyes on for Brayden?
Who got Chemo locked in? Ain't got Chemo locked in.
No, I said, I meant to say, are you going to lock in anybody besides Biz for Brayden?
Well, we're trying to see what, Tony Bynes, your driver, called out the whole grid in Canada, remember? He said he want on everybody's grid, he got a target on our back. And so, he ain't got back with us yet.
See, Tony Bynes, he's not coming to Bradenton Cup.
Right,
he
want
a motherfucker to get him a couple of dollars, man. To get there.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah? I didn't know that. See, he ain't got back with me yet. I ain't talked to Tony yet.
The Barbie told him to kiss off.
Y'all better pass the hat.
Well, are you going to run anybody else, dude? Are you planning on running anybody else, though, but nigga, embrace
it? Not at this moment. I have nobody else in mind right now.
Not the white boy. Are you going to try to lock somebody in before Brandon, or what's going on?
Well, hell, I ain't got nobody in mind right now, Joe. We'll see what we're going to do. I got to talk to my crew and see what. I really wanted to try Biz again, but he said he's just freshening up his motor, and he probably won't be able to make it down this way.
That's what I'm saying, man. We got to move on past that. He said that won't happen. And Brandon, so we got to get on past that. So you got to find
out. That's what I just said. I just said I got a few web out there. In my
plane. Well, but nigga, all I can tell you is have you some 49s ready. Real soon.
Joe.
So, Joe, my partner,
Lil True and them, and Big Light, they getting ready for you. Get the show.
Hey, but nigga. I'm going to tell you something. Now, you know, I don't know what he's saying. Well, but nigga, we'll just see. If life lands and death lands, we'll see. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to leave you like that, but nigga.
But you can leave it like that, but
nigga. I ain't got nothing to raise. Can't buy nothing. Chemo won't loan this car. Nobody, so I'm just going to be quiet.
Well, hey, you'll be ready soon. You ain't got much loan.
Well,
all I can say,
but nigga, is everything gonna be
alright
in the morning.
You got everything gonna be alright. So with that being said, by the time the weather warm up just a little bit, down on your ass, I'm gonna go, boy. One or two gonna get you. You get on one.
Huh?
I said one of us two gonna get you. Are you gonna get
you know
on
what, but nigga, I said I wasn't gonna talk no junk. And I said I wasn't gonna say nothing. But I got to say what my little boy, I got to say this. I got to tell the girl world what my little boy, I got to tell you what my little boy told his other little boy. tell you the same thing, but Nick.
I'm listening to that life.
I don't think you know it too much, but if I am, the grudge world won't let me live it down, so I'm going to say it anyway. Y'all fools don't want to see me, but Nick.
I'll be glad when y'all do get it together and come on back. Like I said, by the time that weather break, I had a bit down there where it's supposed to be. I just need a little help on some things.
Well, you heard it now. I told you what my little boy told that other little boy. I used that young folks thing. He told it. Y'all fools don't want to see me.
Well, I'm one of the ones that want to see you. Y'all ain't no better. You might be swole up, but there ain't no goddamn better. Believe that. I got a clean. I'm going to let the ass.
Now, but nigga, right about now, I ain't hitting on that. But now, I'm going to tell you something. When we was active and participating, we wasn't no better. But we goddamn showed you to the better got there. You hear me?
I hear you.
You understand? You got to find that noise. You got to find that background noise, John.
I didn't call in the show to talk too much because, hey, like I said, I ain't got shit to race. So I'm going to ease on over it, but nigga, and all I can tell you is keep building your chest up and go keep digging your chest out, but nigga.
I hear you.
I can promise you this. If life is not that fast, it won't.
Oh, Mississippi Joe, before you go tonight, I got to ask you a question. Mississippi Joe, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
All right, how do you feel about grudge racers allowing class racers to come in to the sport and compete with them? We talked about a lot of stuff, but we didn't get your solid opinion in this grudge game with you being one of the only people, grudge racer to both Shane Stack and Chad Henderson to class car show.
Oh, hold on, guys. Let me rudely interrupt you, but I wanna beg your pardon at the same time. Would you say that again? And would you ask Bud Nigga to pay close attention to you?
Well, I think what you wanna hear is being the only grudge racer to whoop Shane Stack and Chad Henderson both in the same night.
What a clapping and congratulating and everything and all that. I only did that for Jay. I'm not going to sit here and tell no lies, but we didn't care about that, and that was something that we really wanted to do. That wasn't nothing that we really wanted to do. The idea of it made me sick to my stomach, but I sacrificed and did it because the love that I have for Jay Barnes. Now, that's the truth. So far as me telling you about the class racers versus the grudge racers, I don't think it's good because, man, class racers slash their time, and if we grudging, somebody gonna know our time. And if I know a man run 420 and I only run 480, do you think I'm a racing gun?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
I'm
not.
I'm not gonna do it because I know I ain't got no chance in hell of whooping him unless a technicality. Now, I've told the honest truth. We only did that for the love, because we have so much love for Jay and the Zoo. But
Let me open up Tao's mic. Tao and DJ, here, you trying to say something? Tao, your mic is open too. Do you care to comment? Right. I'm gonna say this.
Now everybody know the Gangster Buddha then got to a point real quick that I had to be one of the, if not the most feared stock suspension car on 29, or G body period, but damn near any car on 29's grudge car period. He had done pretty much got to that point. And if I'm lying or if I stand corrected, somebody put the one button and correct me. But as far as a grudge car on 29's, I can't think of no other car that was really trying to see the Gangster Boot.
Hey, your mic is open. Do you care to comment on Mississippi Joe and his comments?
Yeah, you know what? First, I want to say hello, champ. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Bo? What's up, Dale?
Oh, not much, man. Like I said, my take is this. It's nothing personal to class races or nothing like that. But when you play poker, you don't turn your cards around and show everybody what you got.
There you go.
I say that's the unique part of our sport of grudge racing. You don't show nothing until you get on the line. If you want to pedal or do whatever you want to do there, that's fine. But you know what? We're a secret society, and I say no class racers versus, now if they want to come to a grudge race and have class racers against class racers, then so be it. I'm okay with that. But not the two, because the class racers, they got loose lips, man. And if they know what your car's supposed to running, they're gonna tell everybody. And then the money's out the window.
I agree with you. And as I stated earlier, the only reason we did that race was because the love that we have for the Dunn, Jay Barnes and the Zoo. That was the only reason. Jay had to really convince me, and I had to really convince my brother to do that race. That's the way that went.
That's
God's God truth.
Mr. B. Joe, what did you think that race done to your career in the grudge?
Well, really, I want to be honest with you. I don't think the car got a lot of recognition, just the car as itself. If you don't know the car and know a lot of things about the car, I think Tony got all the recognition, which was no problem. I'm just asking your questions truthfully. You understand what I'm saying, Gunny? I think it took Tony. Don't get me wrong. Tony is already a bad man. Everybody know it. But I think it took his publicity, his popularity and his publicity and his notoriety. It already was on top of the roof. Me, myself, I think that took it through the roof. You understand what I'm saying? That's my personal opinion.
Well, Mississippi Joe, I'm gonna tell you, from what I understand, that actually was a win-win situation for everybody involved with that Gangster Bull car. I mean, the Gangster Bull at that point, I'm gonna press the one button and stand and correct you. After that race right there, that Gangster Bull car was known throughout the racing world. Class racing, grudge racing, even drag racing, because those are the circles. It actually, you know, it just everybody knew about that race. It was all over Yellow Bullet, where you have tens of thousands of members. Grudge Inc., man, so many websites, man, just all over everywhere. Everybody. That, Man, that night, the footage went out. Everybody and their mother that had a cell phone, that footage was up on the internet that within minutes of the race. So
yeah,
I can't say.
But I don't want to seem like I'm taking all the praise. Back then, everything was new, and everybody was excited about the car, and everybody was working together as a team, and, you know, everything was clicking smoothly. So, you know, we couldn't have did that without the whole crew. And, you know, and I also had to give it out to Tony. He drove his behind off that night, you know. He made it happen, you know, and, you know, that's what you can do when you're clicking and all y'all getting along and vibing together. Those are the results that happen when you're clicking together and you're vibing together like that, you know.
Well,
you agree?
I agree, but let me ask you another question. When the new Gangsta Boo comes out, will the boss still be the driver of the Gangsta Boo?
You know, right now I'm not going to answer that question right now because the car is not even ready. But I would be wrong to give input on that right now, and the car is not even ready, and we're not race ready or nothing like that. So, but I don't see no changes.
Well,
unless I don't see no changes. You know, I don't know. I don't see
well,
no changes though.
Well, Mississippi Joe, that's well said. You know, because based on the tape, Tony was driving his behind off even that night. You know, it's racing, anything could happen. And it looked to me as if another system came on and you know, he could, you know.
No, you know, just to be totally honest with you, you know, everybody knows Tony. I mean, Tony is a competitor. He's a diehard competitor. And, you know, when you driving in that drilling rush, you know, don't nobody really know what happened. But, Tony, now, I can tell you my opinion from looking at the video, but I wasn't driving. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
So, you know, and, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, overall, you know, we have to thank God because it lets us know by Tony being here that God is still in charge. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
And by Tony doing well, when we found out Tony was okay and doing fine, now we can grieve over the car. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's the only way it should be.
Now we can say, God damn, done messed up this damn car. All this money I got to spend over again. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? You know how it go, Gunny.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, well, thank God that it wasn't an end for us in the racing game. Thank God that he has allowed us to pick up where we left off at and continue to do our thing for the 2013 season. You understand what I'm saying? Because for some people, it would have been an ending career for them if they would have lost the car like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Joe, let me ask you a question. Did that wreck change the crew in any way?
Let me tell you
with
something.
With that being said, I want to ask that question. Because I had a wreck.
I talk to my brother all the time. And, you know, he's got some new rules, you know. As I tell my brother all the time, a boat lesson is the best lesson.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's the reason why I asked you, because
yeah,
I bought a lesson like that a while back.
It has changed. If you not going to do it his way, this is what he has told me. If it's not going to be done his way, you will not be under the wheel of that Gangsta Boo. It'll stay parked before everything don't be done his way. And another thing that he said, whoever drives it will be pulling the chute.
All right. I tell you, Mississippi Joe, let's hold that thought. Let's go back. We have a caller on. I think it's Mike again. Mike, thanks for holding on. But if you're not Mike, 205-2712, your mic is open. State your name first, please.
Sleepy, Gunny.
Hey, Sleepy, my man. Thank you for holding.
What's up, fellas?
Oh,
what's
right,
up,
Now, I wanted to get in for the champ jump off, Mississippi Joe, butt naked, and the rest of the fellas. I just wanted to say, hey, to Mississippi Joe before he got ready to hang up, man.
Sleep, what's up, baby? I'll be looking for you Friday night, Sleep.
Joe, I'm still trying to work, get my hour straight on this old salty man I be working on, man, but I'm getting it together.
Okay, baby, you know we got to do what we need to do first, though, bro. All this other stuff is irrelevant.
Yes, sir, man. But I'm glad I got a chance to get on and listen to you and Butt Naked tonight, man. Y'all need y'all own reality show, man. I can just listen to you and Butt Naked all night.
Well, you know what, though, Sleepy? I'm going to say this and I'm going to get on because I don't want everybody to think I'm trying to hog up their airtime because I'm long-winded and I am aware of that. But I used to do that just to make Butt Naked and Stunner. So I don't need to do that now. They have a very beautiful listening audience and they got it going on now, man. So... You know, thank God. To God be the glory, man.
But yeah, you still bring life to the show, though, man. Whenever you and Butt Naked get into it, man, I can sit up and listen to y'all all night.
Yeah, I like to mess with him. I got love for Butt Naked. That's why I mess with him like that. I like him as a person.
It wouldn't be right if y'all got along, man. I think I'd probably stop listening.
That's the same thing Stunner used to tell me. I used to say, Stunner, man, and I hope he don't get mad with me about telling this. Stunner, man, I ain't got to call in now. Y'all know, Joe, come on, call in. Call on in now.
Before you go tonight, let me take a run down the list. Kevin, your mic has been open for a while. Kevin, do you have anything you need to address to Or would you have anything you would like to address to Mississippi Joe as being one of the as being the only grudge racer to whoop two of the top class racing cars in the world? Hello, Kevin. All right, Kevin, I'll leave your mic open. I'll come back to you. Let's go, Tyson. Your mic is open. Would you like to address Mississippi Joe? Any questions you'd like to ask? Is this car being the only car, the only grudge car to whoop two of the top class racing cars in the world? All right, let's try Big Fred. Big Fred, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, Daddy?
All right, Big Fred, what's happening? Big Fred, would you like to address Mississippi Joe or weigh in on any comments that he said concerning grudge races versus class races?
What's up, chap? What's going on, Mississippi Joe?
Big Fred, what's happening, Bo?
Oh, man, slow motion, brother. Hey, that's a astonishing feat, man. What you did accomplish with the 2012. Your plan for 13, are you going to go back at those guys again?
Man, you know what? You know what? You know, Big Fred, you know, with God, all things are impossible. Are possible. All things are possible with God. You know that, right?
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
And I'm claiming this is me, Mississippi Joe. I'm claiming that if we were feared 2012, when you hear the name Gangsta Boo 213, you're gonna drive 700 miles away in the other direction.
You tell a lie. You tell a goddamn lie.
Well,
Fred, you remember this. As life goes on, things change. You understand what I'm saying? Everything not going to be the same. Time going to bring about a change. And if we live and the good Lord keep blessing us, the Gangsta Boo in 213 is going to be a change. That's all I can say. On stock suspension. We're not ladder bottom. We're not full linking it. On stock suspension. Just like we were.
That's what's up.
And I can promise you, we're not going to go from sugar to shit. You can believe that. As my boy number one Stunner said,
you
please believe me. I don't want to say too much because the car is not ready, but I got a problem with being positive. I like to be positive.
Yeah,
you ain't positive for yourself. Ain't nobody gonna be positive for you. So you
well, you know, a lot of people don't wait till the car gets ready. The car ain't, you ain't got nothing to raise, isn't it? But I know as of right now what's going on. You all don't. I know. So
well,
what I'm telling y'all.
That high word with me. Do you remember when I was telling you what was going on with me and I'm coming out being positive? Oh, shut up. You're a neural motherfucking factor.
But, nigga, you can't compare you to me, but, nigga. You can't compare me to you.
You
gotta
use one of my
hands.
Now you in the goddamn boat I was in. You in the boat I was in talking about what you gonna do.
Well, but, nigga, I done did everything, but all I'm saying, if life lasts and just pass, you will see that the Gangsta Boo legend is gonna be even bigger and better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, add us to that goddamn legend.
If you think I'm lying, if you think I'm lying,
remember
this
right here. But nigga said, when you get that bitch together, he gonna be having his figured out too. And also, my goddamn little homie Truett gonna have his figured out with that. He got a G body, and he coming for your ass also. So believe that. But nigga, that little Truett, you don't remember that other name? You remember them guys? Two name right there. We got. With that being said, go down to
okay,
the next one, Johnny. With that one, I have to kill something.
Okay, but Nate.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, we got some more callers on the call in. Press one button, 708-2502. State your name, please.
What's up, y'all? This is Dre.
Hey, Dre.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, Dre.
What's happening with y'all? What's up, Stunner? What's up, there, but nigga, Joe? What's
going on?
What's happening with you?
I'm gonna ask you a question to ask me.
Okay.
So, Big Drag, this is the topic of the show tonight. The topic of the show was, how do you feel about allowing class racers to come into the grudge event to compete with the grudge racers, being that a lot of grudge racers don't want to get beside class racers because they show their time, and as Taylor pointed out earlier, that's a part of our lore. That's a part of our mystery, showing no time, not being sure if you can win. Taylor, your mic is open also. Everybody knows Drag is hard to the core. Class racer, and that's what he likes to do with those pro stock cars. So, Drag, how do you feel about that?
Well, if you want everybody to know how fast your car can run or close gauge to what it can run, then let them in. If you don't want them to know, then you got to keep them out. If they want to come run for the big race that our grudge track is having this coming year, then they need to take everything out of their class car and put it in an unknown car. We don't care nothing about them coming racing, but don't bring the cars that everybody knows how fast they can run. Put it in a new car. Put your drivetrain in a new car. Your setup in another car, and have at it. You know.
There you go.
You know what? And as you know, once again, for everybody, well, everybody knows who Big Drag is, but if you don't know, that we have a lot of viewers in the South that's just getting acclimated to Big Drag. Big Drag is a legend in the game. In the central north area all the way to the west coast. He is a legend, naturally aspirated legend. Big Drag has been racing since 1975. You know, his accomplishments are widespread on that side of the world, and he's definitely making his name known down here in the South coming soon. February 9th, he'll be getting beside Big Clark against the Mississippi Nightmare. He'll be giving Big Clark the back tire. Big Clark would be spraying, giving everything he got balls to the wall, and Big Drag would be driving a naturally aspirated pro stock car. And, you know, once again, everybody just said how Big Drag feels about the situation. Drag, let me ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to the grudge world, Drag, do you have anything, any advice or any insight that you think that would make our grudge game better? Stop some of this bickering and infighting.
Well, I think that you guys have really covered all that. You know, I agree with all that's been said about, you know, some of the questions that was asked. You know, I think that, you know, the grudge racing scene is, you know, first of all, we're taking to be, you know, people look at us as, you know, troublemakers, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? But we not. We normal people. We're approachable. And we racers, just like anybody else has got a race car. You know, Don't knock nothing till you try it. And if you don't want to try it, then at least come watch us. You know, come sit and talk with us. Look at our equipment. Some of us have just as nice equipment as anybody else, you know, on a national level. You know, but we grudge racing, you know. I'd rather run one run for all of it than eight runs for all of it. You know what I'm saying? My stuff might not last eight runs. Or that's eight runs off my motor that I could have, seven of them I could have saved. You know, so that's just how I look at it. You know, I don't have anything to say about a class races or competition races. You know what I'm saying? They race just like us. But, you know, we have, you know, freedom of choice. We choose to do what we do. You know, don't knock us for it.
That's it. And I also want to let everybody know, Drag, that was well said. If anybody has anything they'd like to ask Big Drag, please press your one button so you can come on. And I want to let everybody know that Big Drag is a hell of a tuner. The more I dig into his racing history, the more I'm learning about this gentleman. If you need help, if you're looking for a tuner to give you the most power that you can possibly make off motor, please give Big Drag a call. Big Drag, do you have a number that they can contact you at?
Yes, 708-473-2502 at any time. If you can't catch me, leave a message.
Well, I have a question for Big Drag then. Drag, this is Mississippi Joe. How you doing, buddy?
What's up there, bud?
Buddy, I want to be the fastest on 29W in the world. I just said 315. I just said drag race 315. I said 29W. I want to be the fastest, buddy. And I need a tuner.
I can't hear you, Joe. What'd you say?
I want to be the fastest in the world on 29Ws.
I heard that part.
I need a tuner.
No problem. Get it to me.
Do you think I might can do that, buddy?
Well, sure. You've done it already. You can do it again.
Okay, buddy. Now, with your help, I should go 2/10 faster, shouldn't I?
Say it again. I hear you, Joe. The phone going in and out.
With your tune-up, I should go 2/10 faster, shouldn't I?
You should go faster. I don't know how many tenths, a hundred, but you're definitely going to go faster.
Man, y'all have a good night, man. I enjoyed all y'all, man.
Good night, Jim.
Big Drag, if you don't mind, can you stay on the line? I'm going to keep the mic open. Let's get some of these other callers off the line, Butt Naked and DJ Grant. We're going to try to go through this kind of fast, if you don't mind. 313-0178. State your name, please.
That's Kimo.
All right, Kimo, do you have anything you'd like to ask Big Drag?
What do you think he going to do to Big Claude? What's the position of that race?
He going to behead him.
What'd you say, Kimo? I couldn't hear you.
What is with the prediction that you and Big Claude race?
The Big Claude? You know, bro.
Yeah.
He been on the radio talking so much, I've been getting calls from people. He ain't doing nothing but make me go to work. I'm on my way from hours away from where I live, fooling with my car every night. That's why y'all don't hear me on the radio. In the daytime, I'm fooling with the motor, and at nighttime, I'm over at the chassis shop fooling with the car. So I'm going to show him. I'm done talking. You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
I'm done talking. I'm going to get together, and I'm going to do a little testing here in January, and everything go well, I'm going to give him what he's looking for on the night.
So, you predict that it's going to be a gap?
Say that again, Kimo.
You predicting that it's going to be a gap?
Kimo, he's going to be, man, that boy there is going to be in the way. That's what he's going to be, in the way.
Oh, he
is in the way. He just don't understand what he got himself into. But he'll see soon.
There it is.
All right. Big Jack, let me ask you another question. Is there anybody else that you might have that you possibly have in your radar other than Big Quark?
It's a few guys in my radar, but I don't want to talk about it because I'm not ready. You know what I'm saying? I really, really wouldn't be talking about running Big Clark, but Mr. Boss Vines, as they call him, shot off at his mouth on the radio, you know what I'm saying, and I had to address it. But I'm going to get them one at a time, you know. When I get through with Clark, you know, I'm going to be headed to the next one.
Clark's
going to be an appetizer. Clark just got dogged. He's a good test session run for me. Headed to the big guys. You'll see. I don't keep on going on with him back and forth. He'll understand what the difference of the real car with a real motor in it compared to what he's working with. We're not saying taking anything away from his car. He has a nice car. He has a good drivetrain and stuff in it, but I'm finna show him what some real stuff is like. I'm talking about some showing up real stuff.
Hey, Drag, when I was off in Chicago recently, you told me a story. You showed me a few photos about an all small block, all motor car that you built. It was a small block. Can I share that story to the listeners, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Big Drag put together a small block, naturally aspirated car that pulled 1,100 horses. On the minute it hit the dyno, that was on the first pull, 1,100 horses. It was naturally aspirated. Big Drag was out kicking ass and taking names with that car, and the car was eventually sold to some gentleman down in Australia who's held some world records for how many years, Drag?
The dude got the motor now in Australia. I think he's like number one, finished up number one and number two. I haven't really checked, researched it no more to see, but the motor went to Australia. They run some type of small block pro stock circuit down there.
And
car, when I had it, it had an automatic in it. They put a clutch behind it, man. It sure enough got bad.
Well, you know, that's some of the invective of what Big Drag is capable of doing. He said he put a lot of research and development into building that motor. He has a lot of secrets that he put into that motor. I don't know if you know, he'd be willing to share it with you, but I just want to put that out there because I know a lot of people are looking for secret tuners and looking for tuners and things of that nature. Big Drag is known up in the Central North, but he's not down here in the South yet. Some of you guys might want to give Big Drag a call at 708-473-2502. And once again, it's easy to check his resume. He's not a hard man to find. And he's not a hard man to find information about. He's very forthcoming. So, with that being said, Drag, please stay on the line if you can. Let me open up a few more mics. 662-0506, your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
What the hell is show about? Big Drag. The show about Big Drag.
Well, do you have a naturally aspirated car? I know who this is. I know who this is, and it's about to get
big. You got the videos, man. That's BET. That's all you
I know who it is. You know, it's about to get good. BET, are you hitting on Big Drag?
Eddie got knife is on the videos.
Big Drag
yes,
ain't
sir.
Racing yet. We got to talk about Big Drag when you start racing, man. Big Drag ain't racing yet.
Well, I'll tell you what, BG, I'm down with Big Drag. So what?
I see you patting him on the back. You down on your knees. I understand that. Got to be.
What you fail to realize, BG? This is Grudge Inc., bro. We Grudge Inc.
And what they got to do with it?
We down with each other. If it's Tracy out of Texas, we down with Tracy from Texas. If it's Butt Naked in Alabama, we down with Butt Naked. We all Grudge Inc. family, bro. So I understand what you're saying.
I understand what a lot of people saying.
I'm believing.
I ain't straddling no goddamn fence. Hell, I'm grudging too. Hell, I'll grudge Inc. before you. But what I'm telling
you
here,
I was there when it originated, bro. I'm original governor.
I was there too.
I'm not only my original governor. I've been moved up to director. So watch what you say if you grudge Inc. because you're gonna get put in grudge Inc. probation.
Well, like I said, I've been known to break rules. They knew I was breaking rules when I come in this motherfucker, so I continue.
We ain't gonna have you breaking no rules.
Send me to detention. I don't give a fuck.
We'll send you to detention now. We're gonna keep watching you.
I do my time.
Just address me. You ain't got no car. I ain't got no car. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm trying to say is. I thought I was tuning in and listening to some goddamn racing. I ain't think I was tuning in and listening to some.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller, 219.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Carter, you knew my goddamn mic like this, huh, boy? Yeah, wrong with you. I guess you've been doing that shit all night, huh? Oh, man, no, I just you did on it. Here. I just did it to you. You hold a special heart place in my heart. But listen, BT, we got a lot of calls on the line we need to get through to.
Go ahead and get it started, man. God damn.
Yeah, shut the hell up for a minute. 219-2285, your mic is open. Please, go ahead and state your name first.
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen? How are you everybody doing tonight?
Leon.
What's going on?
What's up, Dre? What's going on?
What up, Leon?
Oh, nothing, man. Just listening at the guys, man. Just listening at the guys.
You know, Leon, what's going on, Leon? Hold up. I also got to take my hat off to Leon. Leon came down here to the South for all the Southern listeners. Leon has that Camaro. It's Mom's Performance on it. Leon will get down. Hands down, without a shadow of a doubt, you don't have to worry about if Leon is going to race you. You don't have to worry about him, a whole bunch of people being around for him to get a pot up, which he does have a posse that will bet with him. Leon, I take my hat off to you. You are a true grudge racer in my eyes. You are not scared to get down. I will have my eyes on you. If you have my number, you can give me a call, and I'll help you out with any of your endeavors that you're trying to do. Hey, man, I respect you in the grudge game, period.
Appreciate it.
So, Leon, let me ask you a question, topic of the show tonight. How do you feel about grudge racers allowing class racers to come in and compete and get beside them while class racers are showing their times and things of that nature?
You know what, as far as I'm concerned, grudge racing and class racing to me is the same. The reason I say it's the same, when it all boils down, it's two cars, got to do burnouts, got to put racing gas in it. It's just the class races are a lot sharper than the grudge races. But the grudge races, considered to me, is like an outlaw car. More money for grudge racing, more action to me. Let them come on in. More people gonna watch them. You know, if you got a person come from DC,
Leon, you're not catching the point, Leon. When you go to the track, do you have your time showing on your car, or do you leave it no clocks?
No, I leave it no clocks.
Why do you leave it? Ask this question. Why do you leave it no clocks?
Because I'm a grudge racer.
Okay, but now that's not only. Why do you turn the clocks off?
Because I don't want nobody to see my ET.
Thank you. Okay. Now,
go ahead.
Okay. Now, if you don't want nobody to see your ET, what's the reason for that? Because you're a grudge racer. You answered that already, right? So
yeah.
if you run up against me, who's a class racer, and I can run, let's shoot a number. Let's just say I can run 490, and your car can run 520, and you know this, a 550. Let's say 550, and I can run 490. Would you still race me and you know that I'm a half a second quicker than you or four-tenths quicker than you? Would you still race me?
But you know what, though? If a class racer comes, if I go to a grudge racer and I know they're going to open the door for the class racer, I need to put something better than what I got in there to come there because I know what I'm coming up against.
But you're speaking of in the future. I'm talking about what's happening right then and there. You know, I mean.
The two don't go together.
They don't go together. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, then they should run the tracks with the clocks on. Period. If you want a high GT, then trip the beam on the starting line. You know.
Well, I've seen a class racing down there in Macon, but I don't say nothing about it. You know, they wanted to run me, and I told them, I said, what I'm gonna do with that? I ain't got enough motor for that. And
Why
I know
did you
I
know that? How did you
up.
Know that, though? Thank you. You just said
I go to races. I see it.
You just answered the question, brother. Because you know how fast his car runs. Everybody don't want no one to know what the car runs, Leon. That is the purpose. It's exposing you as a racer. You are getting exposed if you run somebody that shows their ET.
But the same people I'm talking about, then the same people can go put different motors in their car. What they ran at the NMCA races, they can run totally different. An NMCA race has got rules. Grudge racing ain't no rules. Run what you run. You know, it's about the money. You know what I'm saying? Some people got more money, me and you and anybody else got. And I'm quite sure that car had way more money than me and you got. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure he got more than one motor. It goes to wearing grudge race, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta,
gonna pick. Open up Chemo Mike.
All right.
Well, you know, go ahead and finish what you're saying, Leon. But
I'm like this, Grug already. Grug Inc. is growing. I mean, is Grug Inc. trying to grow the get a name out there and make money, or is Grug Inc. there to put rules on who can come and who can't come?
Grug Inc. is not excluding anyone. They're not excluding anyone. We're excluding the times being shown. That's what built grudge racing is for a person to race their cars, you know what I'm saying, to race against people as equal or what they think of equal cars are the same cars, but they don't really know that. You understand what I'm saying?
Grudge Inc. is, of course, the roots of grudge racing. I mean, it's back to the roots. It's what we all know and love and what we grew up on. I mean, it's been the same forever. It ain't nothing changed, but what's happening is, you know, it's starting to get watered down by things of this nature. After a while, if we keep doing it, we'll dissolve this. Like Drag said, might as well turn on the goddamn clock.
DJ, y'all
asked the guy who was a zip damn fool a hell of a question, man. He don't have the brains to grasp that concept.
Hey, y'all need to hang up on that no race. Y'all got a no race on the line now.
Johnny Dick, you keep opening up these guys who just don't have a clue to what you are asking. You can't do that.
Well, you know what, Chemo? I'll tell you what, Chemo. Do me a favor. We have a lot of other callers on the line. Let me leave your mic open. If you're not talking, you have background noise, please mute it. But if I get another caller on the line, because we want to include everybody on the show tonight, we want to get to everybody, can you please help steer them in the direction of understanding the question, not changing their mind, but let them understand the question so they can speak how they feel. So with that being said, take another caller. Leon,
hey,
I'm going to leave your mic open. Yes, sir.
Hey, Gunner, hold on. I got one thing to say before you open the mic up. Hey, seems like Chemo got an issue with me. Chemo, you need to stop playing and come on, let me and you tangle, man. All ifs and buts about it. I go racing. You go tow your car and play around.
Okay,
let's put on that rip rapper. You know I want to knock your head off. Let's get somewhere and finish this.
Gunner, we got to let's lock in for Bradenton. Will you make Bradenton?
No, I make Fat Tuesday. I ain't guaranteed to make Bradenton.
Okay, well, Tuesday, let's lock in for Fat Tuesday.
Off that trailer, lock in 500. Off the trailer, no shakedown. I'm going to run your head up, man, in 8 miles, man.
Let's do it, man.
500. We locked in 500, man. All right, gentlemen, can I intervene for a second? So Leon and Chemo, is this a locked-in race?
For Fat Tuesday. Off the trailer, no shakedown.
Well, let me ask you a question. Will you guys be in Lena, Mississippi on February 9th before you guys head on over to Fat Tuesday? That's big Clark Street.
Yes,
that's going to be a hell of a race.
When we go to Lena, I've got to make a shakedown. But Fat Tuesday, I know what that track about. We can lock that in off the trail. I crack his goddamn head down there.
Well, Fat Tuesday it is. Gentlemen, let me ask you another question. Let's keep this going. We got a lot of calls on the line. Let's get the cars out. What two cars are going to run? Give us the stiffs, if there's any stiffs. And it's being recorded on the Grudge Inc. show, Butt Naked and DJ Grant live. So let's get it in, y'all. Let's get it in. And we also need to know who's going to be the DP, man, who's going to hold the DP money. If you guys decide to go for DP, but, you know, me, myself, personally, I don't want to look forward to seeing Chemo and Leon run and then I get all the way to Fat Tuesday and somebody dragging their ass and got shit all in their booty talking about some, oh, I thought he was a good guy. I thought he would pay. I don't want to go to Mississippi for a think tank.
No. We can have Drag or DJ Grant hold the money. I mean, it's a locked race, man. I've been trying to get that ass. And he just ran into that trap I wanted to get your ass on.
Hey, this Big Drag, are you willing to be the DP man to hold, are you willing to be the DP man for Chemo and for Chemo and Leon?
Yeah, I do that.
All right. Gentlemen, when will you have the DP money to when can you get the DP money over to Drag so the world can know that's a definite race locked up for Hattiesburg, Fat Tuesday?
I would say they should do it probably about a month or so before the race.
Exactly.
Okay, that's fine with me.
DJ, we're about a month or so away from the race right now.
So, gentlemen, when can you get the money?
This is Fat Tuesday, man. Fat Tuesday is in February.
Which is a month or two away right now, DJ.
I said about a month away.
Gentlemen. I can't, whatever you guys want to do. All right, so there you go. All right, let's go on and take a few more callers. Our time is running down. Drag, I'm sure you know how to get in touch with Leon and Kimo. And Kimo, I'm sure you guys know how to get in touch with each other.
When Kimo called me and ready, I'll call Leon. And Leon ready, they just send me the money. I can get the money from Kimo through Tony or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Because Tony and Kimo don't have to send the money. He can make it work through Puerto Rican Pete or something like that. They interact with each other, and we can get the money from Pete, and I get Leon's money, and I put it together. The agreement is they race in Hattiesburg. No shakedown, heads up, run what you run. No stipulations. Eighth mile.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Yeah. That way, Kimo and them ain't got to wire no money over here, nothing. You know, we can work with it through Pete and them somehow. Peter had the money, or they'll get it to him because them dudes, like I say, they interact with each other.
Okay, that sounds good. Gentlemen, are you guys going to – is there anything involved? So when we get down there, you guys aren't arguing about, I said we will race today.
No. Listen.
Hey,
no, that's what we do.
We don't want to do it on the track.
We ain't got to do no argument. Me and Kimo already know we locked in 500 off the trailer, no shakedown.
For how much, though? 500 to 2,000. $500 on $2,000 minimum.
Yeah.
That's best.
We ain't got to do no argument. We get to the track, we can get all warm these cars up and get on the stage lane on the pro tour.
Okay. I'm going to say this as a DP man. It's got to be $2,000, Leon, or the next man get paid, and that goes vice versa. Either way,
yeah.
If you guys come up to an agreement amongst yourselves, then okay, y'all bring it to me. But that's how it's gonna be, and that's how it is.
Four hundred tree, right?
Four hundred pro tree is good for you, Leon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Well, it's a done deal. You can move on to your next caller. Done.
All right, that sounds good. We have Chicago and Detroit both standing up on the Grudge Inc. Tuesday night Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show. 313-3932. Your mic is open. Please go ahead. State your name. 313-3932. Your mic is open. State your name, please.
They got a lot of noise, whoever that was,
yeah.
Done it.
Okay, let's move on. We're going to move on to the next caller. 708-0992. That sounds like good.
Hey, hold on. I'm at work. So I'm making this
okay.
Too. That race with Leon and it's set up for failure because they said, I'm just going to let you know, it's a stiff in there. They said, head up pro tree off the field of Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday is Tuesday. Are y'all talking about Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday?
You got a good point there, Beers.
Because he could get there, shake down Sunday, and he said Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday is Tuesday. So you got to y'all start listening to the best, man.
That's why you're a governor.
My understanding was they run on Tuesday. That was my understanding. They said Fat Tuesday. That's the understanding. They said Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday is Tuesday.
Right, so that means when I get there a couple days before, you can't penalize me for going down that track.
It's the race day that the stiff is set for. It's the race
day.
He said Fat Tuesday. We got it, but I mean that's a good point that you raised, Biz. Definitely a good point. But he said Fat Tuesday, so that means there will be no shaking down on Tuesday or the day
that's
of the
right.
race. He cannot tell you you can't come there 2 days before, nor can you tell him that.
All right, is everybody in agreement? It's like he said, Fat Tuesday, that's the day. Straight off the trail, no shakedowns. 400 pro tree, locked on 500 or 2,000 or better. All right, let's move on along. 248-0347. State your name, please.
Hey,
Gunner. What's happening,
Gunner? Gunner, let Larry in, Gunner. Open Larry.
All right. Okay, let me get to Larry. Larry, I'm so sorry.
Leon.
Yep.
What's up, Bub? What's going on with you, Bub?
Same, Bub.
Who's this?
It's Kev, man. What's going on? Y'all gonna do it for real down there in Harrisburg?
Yeah, we're gonna get it on. Me and Leon gonna get it on tonight, Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, man. All right, man. I'm gonna get my plane ticket. You gonna pick me from the airport?
I'll tell y'all what it is. Pick you up from the airport.
I'm just messing with you, Chemo. Hey, Chemo, you got more money than Lala.
No, I will be down there that weekend, so I might as well be playing, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't have no money. I'm trying to get some money. I'm broke, man. I'm
behind me. Yeah, Leon, is Leon on there?
It sounds like someone's trying to do the math for 500 on 500 equals
10. That's crazy ass.
While I'm back, I had to click over for a hot second. I don't know what. So what happened, Tayo?
You didn't click over when you bought it, son, but we never heard.
All right, well, I'll be all of that. But anyway, so what's going on? What did I miss? Is anything I need to correct? Did I make an error? If so, let me know, and I'll try to correct it to the best of my ability without getting down.
It's all good, Gunner.
Okay. Let's go on to the next caller, 708-0212. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Oh, well, first of all, I just wanted to say hello to Gunner. And Chemo, what up, Unc? This is baby boy, Leon.
Yeah, recognize that voice.
Baby boy, what's happening?
Man, ain't nothing happening, you know, ain't nothing happening. I had to get on here. You know, say something.
Gunny, y'all should tell everybody who baby boy run with and who.
Baby boy runs with Big Drag. Baby boy is a shot caller over in the Big Drag and Company camp. If you think Baby Boy can't lock your ass in, you are sadly mistaken. So be careful who you're talking to at the track sometime. Yes, sir. He'll put that big light skinned dude on you, and then down on your ass they shall go. Okay, but what's going on? How's your night tonight, sir?
Oh, everything's all right. You know, I'm still here, so I ain't gonna complain. I've been blessed that I'm able to listen to this show and listen to all these guys and everything, so I ain't gonna complain. I thank God for another blessed day.
All right, well, baby, well, let me ask you a question. How do you feel? This is the topic of the show tonight. I don't know if you heard it. But how do you feel about grudge races allowing class racers to come in and compete with them? When I say compete, I'm talking about get out of the lane. I think we need to make clarification. We're not trying to exclude class racers from grudge events at all. Class racers, in my opinion, they're able to come to the track. They're able to race. They're able to, make test downs. We're not excluding anybody. But so far as grudge racers, the people who own cars and that are responsible for camps, how do you feel about letting class racers get beside you as a grudge racer?
Well, I believe it takes away from a lot of grudge racers. And my opinion personally, I don't like it because of the simple fact it messes up the people that's been grudge racing for a long time. So you take DJ Grant, you take Chemo, you take my Uncle Drag, you know, you take Butt Naked Beers. You take a lot of these boys that's been grudge racing and started from street racing. You know, it takes away because it takes away from your gambling situation. That's just like you go to the boat. If you know you had a certain set of dice that you can use and you're going to hit your number every time, you're going to use them. But you go to a racetrack and you got a person that can run, like Drag say, 490s, you see him the post it and you can't go number 5-0s or 520s, you know you can't whoop them. But then if you turn around and whoop them, you just showed your hand and people know you just been playing around going 520s, 530s all the time. So I don't believe it should be like that. If you class racing, stay over there and class race.
Well, no, they could class race, though. We don't have a problem with them class racing. Just bring an unknown car. Put your whole your 490 drive train and something else. We're not excluding them. We just don't want them to bring the known cars where we exposed. That's
right.
The
well,
way,
that's,
you know?
That's true. Because when you do that, you will get exposed. You know?
Right.
Because all it takes you with one person that tastes like we think my uncle got, and we move somebody that's a class racer. Well, they know he can run this fast. Oh, he could go in the threes. Oh, he can do this. That's taken away from us. That's taking away from us, our family. So,
let me ask you, Gunny. Is this the issue that we have it with this big dollar race that's coming up over in Chicago? Is this pertaining to that?
No, it's not. It's not an issue just pertaining to that. It's an issue across the grudge world because you have a lot of class racers that want to come to the grudge events and get the shootout money. So, no, it's not just because of that big dollar race.
Well, you know something though, Gunny. We welcome them guys. We welcome them, but
absolutely,
don't bring the known cars. You know what I'm saying? You got to bring something unknown.
Yeah,
well,
that makes a lot of sense.
And that makes sense.
If the class racers want to come to a shootout, then have a class race to shootout and let these guys run whoever they want to run. Let them bring whatever cars they want to bring.
I agree. So for any class racers out here listening, I want you to understand that this is not a show to go down on you or to offend or disrespect you. But what we're trying to do is keep our form of racing pure and try to hold as close to the original form as we possibly can. Yes, you guys are allowed to come to these grudge events. We'd like to see you there. But when we say, or when Big Drag says, or when we say collectively as a whole, bring an unknown car, that means a car that you have not showed a time on. And you know, that's it in a nutshell for all the class racers listening. And with that being said, let's move on and take a few more callers.
Quick question, Gunny.
Yes,
somebody just texted me with a really good question. That we set up no time for Leon and Leon and Kimo's race. We set no time up. We need to get a time.
Right.
Is there a time limit, or do they need to run before the day is out?
Before night. I mean, you know, before the day is out. That's what
okay.
I was for before that day.
Hey, Dre.
Leon, is that okay with you?
Hey, Dre. We can run at 3 o'clock, man. We can run at 3
Leon.
O'clock.
Know what you're doing, bro. That's all I'm saying to you. Know what you're doing. If Kimo agreed at 3 o'clock,
exactly,
then it's 3
right.
o'clock. But know what you're doing now.
About
that 3 o'clock will come around and bite you in the behind. What if the track
like
is running at 3? Just know what you're doing. That's all I'm telling you, man.
Okay, what I'm saying is if they got an event and they let the event, and when they call the grudge races up, that means we come up here. How about that?
Well, Kimo need to agree to whatever, and I'm gonna make it law.
Let's run by at least 6 o'clock.
Okay, now if you guys can't run before 6 o'clock because of whatever situation that occurs with the track, what goes on from there?
Well, see, I know when they have a class, when they have a class race, they call who grudge race it is, who all grudge race, and they call those grudge race cars up there. I mean, if they call us up there with a grudge race car ready to race, we get up there.
Let me open up Mississippi Joe's mic. I know Mississippi Joe has a lot of pull over at that track. Mississippi Joe, can you hear us?
Okay.
Mississippi Joe.
Joe said he was getting off.
Mississippi Joe, if I know you're on, if you can hear me, if you're still by the phone, can you come back to the phone, please?
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Before
you move on. Okay, just like you just said, they need to come to an agreement. But everybody that know or that's been down to Fat Tuesday know their priority is these class racing. We're going
that's
to
right.
get the event
that's
out
right.
the way.
That's right.
So I mean, Kimo, I know last year was your first year, and then Leon been going down there a lot with
us. Kimo been there for the last 3 years.
Okay,
you pretty much know what goes on.
So
Leon sticking his foot in his mouth.
With my opinion, I believe Kimo was right, you know, before the day is over with. Because if you set
Kimo,
a time and you don't know somebody have an accident, then that runs
right,
you through
right,
the clouds
exactly.
and anything, you know,
exactly.
it's because before the night is over with, or before the race is over with, period. I mean, if that leaves
yes.
it, y'all get there, and they can say y'all could get it on right then and there at 12 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock in the afternoon, get it done. But it's not just when, before the night is over with, you get the race done. I believe that's what's hurting a lot of this grudge racing, when people start setting time. times on everything. If you get there before the day is over with, I'm going to get in your ass one or the other, or you're going to get in my ass, one of the two.
Well, I agree with you, bro.
Well, that's something.
Timo is getting out. He's in the middle of the road, and that's the way to be. Leon is taking anything that could happen and grabbing it, you know what I'm saying, going to hold it at himself, because normally when you set a time like that, it comes back to bite the person that set the time.
I agree with Dre. I agree with Dre 100%. That's what I was trying to get at.
I'm not trying to tell a grown man what to do, but the fairest way was what Kimo said, my opinion.
What did Kimo say?
So, Kimo said run before the day is out.
Is that daylight or is that nightlight? You know, just saying, I understand what Kimo's saying. Kimo said right.
Before the track closing, you can't get no simpler than that.
Hey, just like a gunfight, man, you got till the sun goes down.
All right, listen, I tell you what, Big Drag, if I'm going to leave that up to you as a DP man and try to stay on top of that.
Y'all running off the trailer, right?
Yeah,
y'all might as well get that on just as soon as y'all just get it on.
Okay. Okay, can I say something, guys? I'm getting calls from everybody, and most of them, the Mississippi dudes, is texting me. They say the best day for them to run where they don't have an interference with the track schedule would be Sunday or Monday.
Yep.
So we need to get this clarified, you know, because, like I say, once I get that money, it's law, bro. And I'm paying.
Let's get it cracking Monday, man.
Okay, what does that sound like to you, Leon?
What Kimo at? Right here. Is he on the... When you want to run, Kimo?
We do it Monday.
Okay, we can do it Monday.
Okay, y'all want to run Monday before Fat Tuesday, and y'all going to run during some time in the course of the day.
Yeah, we can do that.
Nice stipulation or we don't?
I'm in agreement before the sun goes down.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the understanding that we have.
Well, then, yeah, right. You go. And we ain't
I
got you on
that
line. We already know.
Because that dog on time, I'll come back and bite you, bro. So that's
it.
Yeah,
will.
All right. That
goes to anybody that's really listening on the. I mean, you can't, like Drag just said, you really can't tell a grown man how to do what they want to do, but that time stuff just really hurt a person, for real.
It can.
Yeah.
It really can. Drag is right.
Well, they just had a familiar incident that just happened like that down
right.
in Mississippi. You know, and they just talked about it. And I mean, these guys got the rivalry between each other. They want to get it off their chest. All that's fine. But, you know, we don't want people having hard feelings about stuff, you know. So let's just keep it fair.
Hey, Kimo, make sure you bring your baby boy some chicken. Make sure you bring me some chicken.
Hey, baby boy, I got some connections down there. We will be grilling down there. You know that grill been waiting for us to get back down there. So
okay.
Of that damn chicken.
Well, I'll be looking for you, my man.
Hey, baby boy.
Yes.
Hey, baby boy, this is Larry.
What's happening, Larry?
Hey, man, for all them guys that think that this is a hoax, a joke, you tell them guys that if they don't believe in drag, it's going to be a bunch of us standing on the sideline.
Well, it's not if they don't believe in. Hey, man, a lot of these people, days are numbered. You know, I've been listening and waiting for them to open my mic, but I ain't going to say too much. And proof is in the pudding. And we'll just roll out that box, and we're going to show people. We come to play. 2013, we come to play. We're going to show these boys that the North can run, and we're going to do it with a naturally aspirated motor. We're going to show them. That's all I got to say about that.
And then they got to be careful for showing up, too. They got a whole lot to look forward to, but we'll be standing on the sideline. We'll be standing on the sideline. They can come holler at us.
Yeah, we come to show up and show out.
Yes, sir. Ain't no doubt about it.
All right, gentlemen, I got to move on to get some new callers calling in. This call is full. We only got a few minutes left before the show goes off. So with that being said, let's move on. 601-1093, state your name, please.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is
Dragon again. Listen, we got another good point that was just made. I got a call. Leon and Biz made a good point, and Dog made a good point. And we need to know, I want to tell Biz, if you're listening, Biz, they already changed the date from Tuesday to Monday. Now, Dog made a good point. Dog said that the agreement is to run off the trailer. Okay, now what happens if you guys get more action and want to run somebody else, and then you guys don't run before too late, Dog? So
me and him got to get it on before we get any of that action in. That's the same thing that happened
right,
with Aaron up here.
Exactly.
That's the same thing happened with Aaron up here first.
Gotcha. Just need to know some things.
Now, if you double book, that's on you.
Right, but Leon, do you agree with that? Do you agree with Leon?
Yeah, I'm with that. We got to do our thing. I ain't trying to worry about nobody else.
You know, it's
okay,
that's fine.
All the fellas involved, that's back and forth, and me, we just want this to go by smooth, bro. We just don't want no complications.
Yeah,
that's all.
Like Drake said, we got witnesses on here. We just trying to make it right for we know y'all guys. Do your damn thing, and y'all ain't scared of both of y'all's contenders. You know, ain't anybody saying y'all need one of y'all to run, but we just trying to make sure ain't no BS.
Hey, me and Kimo going to race. We're going to laugh and grin. He's going to win my money, I'm going to win his money, and we still going to be the same. But we got to get it on, that's all.
Yeah, well, that's what makes a race. One say he can, the other one say he can. So
exactly.
Yes, sir.
Let's sell it.
All right, gentlemen, with that being said, we got to move on along. I tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, I know that Leon and Kimo both aren't ducking and dodging, but until that money hits your hand, Drag, I'm not even concerned with it. I like what's going on, but until that DP money changes hands, it ain't no race. But Drag, when you call this show and you announce that you got that DP money, that's what I consider it a race. So
okay,
let's move on to 601. Well, Gadget, I don't want to be rude. Gadget, you came on. Do you have anything you like to say or need to say, Gadget?
No, I was just trying to. I had called Drag and I had called Biggs. Let them know that Tuesday, they're gonna be worrying about this event. So that
okay.
Really, you really need to do your raise that Sunday or that Monday. Really need to be that Sunday because some people are gonna be concentrating on man them events. So y'all can do what y'all want to do, but that's time limit. But I got a little pool. I can help y'all get up there, too, now. I got a little pool there, too. So we can get that raise in Monday. But Tuesday, it's going to be hard, man.
Okay.
Some people going to be cutting up, man, by them class races.
Yeah.
Hey, Unc, I know you're a Mississippi boy just like me, my old man. Boy, I'm so sick of these Mississippi boys getting on this radio and we trying to race and everything. I'm sick of Gat. He gets on my nerves. Hey, but Gat is my man. I had to tell him that. Hey, Gat, how you doing, baby?
Oh, Lord.
I was calling about that.
I was trying to respond to a Gadget. I got about 6 or 7 texts at once, and I'm trying to listen to what they're saying, and I'm trying to look at the texts, so I couldn't get to you fast enough.
Nah, but I'll tell you what, let's take another call. We got a 601-0467. Your mic is open. Can you state your name, please?
Big Clark, goddammit. What's happening, y'all?
That's Big Slow Chris. Big Slow Chris.
Hey. What's going on? What's happening?
Uh-oh.
Somebody said somebody was looking for me.
Well,
why
I don't think nobody was looking for you, Clark. I think
why
somebody
would somebody
just said
look for something that he already got? You is
okay.
Got, man. Ain't nobody looking for you.
Hey, Drag.
You just like James Brown. You dead. You just waiting on the barrier.
Hey, Drag. Come on. I'm going to use 3 little words. I'm going to blow your back out.
Man, please. Boy, I'm telling you, if Jesus don't have his arms wrapped around you and say, Drag, you can't have this one, boy, it's going to be a solo.
Okay.
That's hard.
Hey, I like that, Drag. I like that.
You're going to see, boy. You're going to see. I bet you if you got any surveillance on my house, they think I'm working a regular job again. I'm up every morning at 7:30, head to go work on that stuff. And don't come home till now.
Okay.
Okay.
I am in full swing trying to get it ready, boy. Bet
hey, Dre, I'm not laying down, Dre.
Hey, Dre.
Big Clark, go buy your 800 inches, 845, whatever. As long as you got it in that Nova, you got some action, man. Do you understand me?
19.
All right. Okay.
Hey, Dre.
You got it in that car. If you got it in that car, you got some action, bro. You switch cars, then we're gonna have to run head up for something different. But as long as you got that motor, your motor, what you got in that car, I'm gonna show you something, boy. I'm gonna show you what a Rolls Royce do to a Chevy or a Buick. I'm finna show you
hey,
that.
Dre, you ain't gotta convince me. I already heard Larry, Baby Boy, everybody. You know what I'm saying? I heard the whole sideline. I'm glad to hear that. All I can see you when you get your ass down, I'm going to baptize your ass. You hear me?
Hey, baby boy, okay. That laugh. Shut the fuck up.
Go me. BT. He just hoping something happened wrong.
Oh, no. I want us both to make a good hit.
No, I'm talking about BT. I ain't saying. You believe me, I'm gonna
shit.
Make a good.
I ain't saying shit. I ain't saying shit to you. Gotta have my damn mic closed, so I couldn't say shit. He just opened it up.
Baby boy.
Then we're gonna put you in detention. You was in grudging detention. Now quit sassing, and you're gonna go back in grudging detention.
Hey, I made it at that sound bit though. This.
You got your punishment though, didn't you? You started talking loud wasn't saying nothing. Nobody could hear you.
Well, I'm with Big Clark. I'm with Big Clark against you, Dre. Anything you said in it, I'm against you.
Get in. Hey, there's no stipulations about me sitting in, have to drive, or none of that. The race was to get him the back. Can't dictate what Big Drag do with his stuff. Let's clear this up right now.
Hey,
you don't.
I don't
you
care.
Talk about what I'm sitting in. I might sit in a funny car if I can fit in it.
I said anything, didn't I?
I'll fit in the funny car.
You said anything I sit in. That ain't
BT. BT.
Yeah.
Now you know you my boy, right?
Right.
But you know you the south, I'm the north, right?
Right.
Now come on, man. We got Big Drag up here, man. That shit they don't even talk about in the south. It's done over with.
Hey, that's your hero, not mine. Okay.
Okay. So
nobody hero.
Hold on,
I ain't
hey,
nobody
Dre,
hero.
Dre,
I'm the kid's
Dre.
Hero.
Dre, let me have your light work. BT.
Go on, knock him off.
BT.
Yeah.
We boys, right? Now, we got to it a couple months ago, but you, my boy, I respect you a lot. Come on now, man. That shit missing like them guys, that ain't shit they going to do with it.
Okay,
so what y'all
want
to bet? Hold on, I'm going to retire. I'm going to
hey,
catch
hey,
you.
Hey, hold on, BT. BT, who is this talking?
BT.
That's all.
Hey, it really don't matter. You know, I mean, whoever it is, he can get his ass up there before Drag get up there.
Hold on now, sir. I ain't scared to waste nobody. I'm going to have a small
okay,
time.
Okay, then.
You make it right.
Okay, what you call making it right?
Well, I tell you what, you got a big time pro, my car.
Hey, listen, you just said Mississippi Nightmare ain't shit. Now you want to
hear him out,
Chris.
Hear him out, Chris. See what he got to say. Hear him out. Let's hear him out.
Yeah, hear me out.
He didn't say you wasn't crap. He said you wasn't doodoo.
He said a Mississippi Nightmare that ain't doing shit. So evidently, he want to get in that water. He can get his ass in there before you get in that drag. Now, what he want to do?
What kind of car you got?
It's a small tire car. Real small tire car.
Okay. Is it bad?
I can't do nothing with you, but I'm not scared to run you. That's the whole point.
Okay, then. The point is,
what do you want to
do, sir?
Don't be in your chest.
What do you want to do?
Why did you want to make it right?
Hey, man, what kind of car you got, man? What kind of car you got?
You got top fuel dragster.
Huh?
You got top fuel dragster.
Okay.
Drag everything you want.
Oh,
hey, listen. Well, get what then?
before you let some shit like that come out your mouth, get your ass back on the sidelines or what, and play the
little
boy.
Hold on, hold on,
hold on,
hold on, hold on.
Hey, Drag, stay out of this, Drag.
You ain't no big boy, so you in the right place talking.
Hey, man, I'm not talking about really bad, no damn tire size.
I don't care nothing about that. Well, I tell you what you
do. You worried about what Drag doing for me.
How about that?
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Shit, I love that one. I love that one.
Oh,
I love
okay,
that
well, lock that in there. You love it.
I love that one. Whenever, when you want to lock it in, make it for 100. How much money? How deep is your pockets?
Oh man, this man hit it running off his mouth. Hey, somebody,
you gotta find out what kind of car he got.
Hey man, what's up? Some silence come across the show then.
Hey Clark, I ain't saying you ain't shit. You got a bad motherfucker. It run good. But
okay,
what I'm trying to tell you is don't say the disrespect Drag. Come on, man.
Hey, Kevin, don't you know what happened? Don't you know what happened when the kids sass the parent? They get their butt whooped, man.
Right.
He just being sassy, that's all.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. First of all, I ain't gonna ever disrespect Drag. I'm gonna whoop his ass, but I ain't gonna disrespect it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hey, I got a lot of respect for Drag. I've been knowing him a long time, but that ain't got nothing to do with me putting my foot in his ass when he get out of here.
Hey, Big Clark
and Big Drag is supposed to run February 9th in Lena, Mississippi. So if you're interested in seeing that race, if you're interested in seeing two Titans pick and get at it, it's February 9th, Lena, Mississippi. Clark, what's the name of that track again?
Mississippi Motorsports.
From there, after one of those two take the title of being the baddest man in that race, everybody be headed on over to Hattiesburg.
Hey, Big Clark, how far is it from Natchez, Mississippi?
And, hey, let them know, if we don't run, if for some reason we can't get it off, and Lena, we going to Hattiesburg. So, that weekend is our intention to run if everything goes well.
Drag hands will not go back to Chicago until I get a hold to it.
No, come on, man. Don't start that shit.
Hey, Big Clark. I want to know, can I get my fish dinner before the race? Hey man, Larry, I know you think you ain't gonna be able to buy it after the race, but I'm gonna buy you a whole lot after the race, there.
That ain't what it is, Big Clown. What it is, Big Clown? After the race, I might not be able to get my fish dinner because we're gonna have a trumpet player that put caps over your ass.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, after this one we put on him, that fish gonna be for sale. He ain't getting nothing. We better get it first.
Oh boy.
Hey, Chris. My buddy ain't getting out of here till tomorrow. So, whenever he get out of here, I'm going to put them tires in his car.
Okay, just give him the car. All
right.
Yeah,
and you know
what?
I'm gonna rub him down real good with some armor. I'm going to make sure you're going to be slipping and sliding when we run.
Hey, Drag. That damn nightmare go down the ice skate ring.
Hey, I want BET to check to get his inspector gadget glasses out and check them tires when they get there to make sure they are.
Hey, Claude, we don't want shit from Drag. Let him keep them riding motherfucking tires, man. Get up and down loose.
Hey, BET, we're going to have him for a bag of shit.
Let him keep them motherfuckers. We don't want shit from Drag. We're gonna take that back tire and run with it. That's all we want. And it's goddamn money.
Hey, BT.
BT, that's just how I feel about that video that I got for you, man. God, dog, I put the video in, and I'm right in the front room. I go in the kitchen to get me a doggone drink and come back, the video done went off already.
I'm making some wrong, man. You doing your job on the video, dude. I ain't got no problem with the quality.
They the high definition. They was nice. But God's dog, man, I'm telling you, I got my drink and go to sit down, and ain't nothing on the TV. I go back and look around. I hit it again.
Hey, man, nobody want to hear that shit, Drag.
Hey, Drag, I'll give you a real video in high definition, okay? Don't worry about
all
it.
All right,
brother. Hey, my number one hater, man.
Now, this is all fun and game, y'all.
Yeah, we just have fun.
Mess with each other like that. The man got quality. Quality stuff, just like anybody else, y'all. So don't take what I'm saying. I'm just messing with BT, y'all.
Hey, Gunner.
Yes, sir.
I hear you and BT got a y'all got a bet.
He didn't lock up with me. He won't put the DP money in anybody's hand. But I will say this: hold on, sir.
I'm just asking a question because I really like to see it.
No, he won't lock. He won't put the DP money in anybody's hand. He says we'll do it. We'll lock up when we get there. This, that, and the third. Nah, I don't want to do that. I want to put the money in somebody else's hand. So, you know, that way I know I'm going to get paid. Because that money is mine. It's your shit stink.
Hey, BT, can you speak on that?
Yeah, I tried to lock him in the day of the race, the actual date, you know. He didn't want to take me up on my race. Now he won't want me to take him up on his race. So we didn't disagree. We agree to disagree on that.
So what's up?
What up, Tail?
Hey, can I ask a quick question because I'm getting a little confused here.
All right.
What is BET and Gunnett locking in on? Because I thought they didn't have cars.
They're both going to be
at the race in Bradenton for 3 days, and they both going to do like a little small highlight video of the 3 days or whatever, and post both videos up on Grudge Inc. and just let everybody decide who they.
I thought you guys were going to foot race or something.
It's actually going to be, you know, Gunner's vision of the 3 days in highlights versus BET's vision in highlights of the 3 days, and to see who presents the better product.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
I agree. What do you think about that? You know, if the guys didn't want to jump in, but I mean, if Gunner agrees to it and BET agrees to it,
Can I take it a step further? No, I'm not going to do all of that. That's too much work. And, you know, I do this for, you know. But let me take it a step further. Let me jump on the side with Big Drag, GET, and you stay on the side with
I already know. You've been patting him on his damn back, been on your knees all night. You might as well continue.
But that's cool. Can I talk for a second? That's cool. I understand that. I understand. I got my cheerleaders, and I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? Hell, you know what I'm saying? You know, fucking teabagging your ass for the last couple of months. So, you know.
You're the man.
So, you know, let me get this in. I'll tell you what. You take your star, and let me take my star. And you let me push my man, and you push your man. And let's see who do the better job of pushing you and making shit happen.
You got advantage on him, Gunner. I gotta be real, cause if you taking Clark to be a star, he's starting off with a falling star.
that's from a hater's point of view, though. See, you know, he been hating on Big Clark, cause Big Clark been racing all year, and he haven't.
How can I hate on a man that I'm sending them parts. How can I be a hater, bro?
Explain we don't want to them me. We don't want them greasy ass ties, Dre. You keep them
over. See, you making big cocks operation plural. You say we. Well, you think you're in France somewhere?
It is plural because he's part of a team. We're not going to accept no rivalry.
The team starts with Big Clark. Before any other team members got in there, he was my friend. And after this race is over, he's going to still be my friend. Okay?
Well, we ain't going to lose no friendship on blowing your ass out now.
Nah, we ain't going to lose no friendship over none because, believe me, Dragon ain't going to bet no more than he can afford to lose. And
that right.
Running with y'all,
that right.
the only thing I want y'all to do is just stay in your lane and watch this.
Hey, Drake. Hey, Drake. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Drake, can you answer my question, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I cash in my 401 to bet on you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm calling you out to cash in.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Kev. Don't you do it.
Same win, man. Okay. Anything possible to happen, but if everything go like it's supposed to, it won't even be a race, bro. It'll be a chase.
Hey, you're going to lose your life saving, Kev, fucking with you.
And BT, you ain't right, man. You ain't right. We're trying to support.
Okay. Don't be no fool.
Hey, Big Chris. Big Chris.
Come on, Greg. Come on.
Yo, slow self. You slow, man. You slow. Did you ride the little bus and stuff when you were little, too?
Yeah.
That lets me know why you were building over and trying to run me.
Hey, I had them helmet on with the walkie-talkie on the side.
You had your nose and your lip matted on the window, did you?
Yeah, that was me. That was me. Well,
I thought I seen you.
Hey, Dre, they're going to be the bad part about that. When you let them up on that road, the short bus, and all the above that you just said, tear your ass up. See how you going to feel?
Yeah.
Hey,
well, one thing I can say about that.
I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Those security guards that be in the track, we're going to have each one of them standing by the near bridge to keep your ass jumping off of it.
It's going down, Big Chris.
Yeah.
Going down, boy.
Yep.
All right, I'll tell you what. Big Drag, we have a nephew on the line. Nephew, your mic is open. Go ahead, and after that, we got Wayne from out of Detroit. I'll be opening his mic next. Nephew, go ahead, please.
What's up, nephew? What's going on, nephew?
Good.
What's up, son? Big Clark, you on with Clark?
Yeah, what's up, nephew?
Okay, I'm going to do my 4K with you, all right? I'm gonna let it ride on Big Clock.
Hey, you gonna get some action, bro?
That dude, he coming down with this new car. He gonna give me the back tie. He got his natural aspirated motor, and I'm spraying what I can spray.
I got my nitrous motor, man, but I'm gonna run it without nitrous.
Yeah, well, that'll make you feel good to say.
That's even better, ain't it?
Yeah.
Ain't nowhere in the hell. Y'all finna bring a Nessa aspirated motor and get Big Clark the back type of. Well, let me shut up before I be race stopping.
Just, this is where you make your stop at, over at our trailer with some money. That's what you do. That's where you make your stop at. When we show up, you get your paper over there, because I guarantee you, I might not have a lot of people with me with some. I guarantee you. And this is what they do, is bet that money. So you ain't going to have no problem getting your money back. That's where you make your stop at.
Hey, nephew. I got one thing to say. He gonna give me the back tie, but he ain't going to never make that mistake no more. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring him up next year.
This going down to Lena, right?
Maybe.
Lena had it for, you know, whatever.
Maybe. Whenever I'm tested and ready to go, that's when it's going down, and not before.
Yeah.
Big Clark, you got in your car?
I don't do dumb stuff, bro.
Nah.
You not driving?
No.
Don't tell that lie, Dre.
You know what
I don't do dumb stuff. Yes, I did. I bought some videos from BET. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I apologize.
Hey, don't tell that lie like you're going to do dumb stuff.
When you
driving the yellow car, Fat Tuesday last year?
Exactly what I was doing was driving.
Well, I did see you
drive.
Race somebody?
I drove the car. So do you charge me for driving the car? I was just a driver. I'm just a high gun.
He did some dumb stuff. Let me grab our
time is running down. Our time is ticking down. We got about another 15 minutes for the show. Let me tell you what. Hey, Larry and Big Drag. Who was that? What was the name of that turbo? What was the name of that car that Leroy ran up there in Byron? That was Leroy versus who?
That was Leroy ran several cars. Which one? The Mopar?
The blue one. The blue. I don't know.
Hector, Carlos and Hector, friends of mine. They had a turbo.
So Leroy versus Carlos and Hector.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I tell you guys what. If you guys want to go to Grudge Inc. and when the show goes off, there will be a video of Leroy in his nitrous car getting down beside a what is that? Was that a Camaro or no?
GTO.
That was a Pontiac, right?
GTO.
Okay, I tell you what. If you guys want to go see how Leroy fared up in Byron this past summer, whatnot, there will be a video up, so you can head straight on over to www.grudgeinc.us and check it out. I'll also be making some changes to a small website that I have going, gunnetpicks.com. There'll be a lot of new videos up there. I have plenty of footage that I'll be debuting on gunnetpicks.com. And once again, you can go straight over to Grudge Inc. in a few minutes and check out this video of Leroy versus Carlos and Hector. With that being said, Big Wayne, if you're still available, your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Oh, what's going on, sir? Is everybody all right?
Big Wayne, what up, Wayne?
Hey, shit. Telling that work and shit. Hey, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
I need you to give me a call tomorrow, man, about the T-shirt.
I'm sorry. Say it again, sir.
I'm at work. I'm in a noisy area, so I just want you to call
me
tomorrow.
He said he needs you to call him tomorrow about the T-shirts.
That's not a problem. I will, Wayne. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's too loud right now. I can't really talk, so y'all go ahead.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Okay, well, I tell you what, we got about another 13 minutes into the show. With Nephew, I appreciate you coming on. Gadget and Big Clark, do you want to say anything about your race coming up on February 9th?
Hey, I'm looking for
what's Donye at? Donye's not on the line tonight. If you
see where you been here. I've been looking for about a week or two now. Where you at?
You gonna run him, Gadget?
And Lena, man, I run Donye. Yeah, and Lena.
Okay, well, Beers on there. Beers will get in contact with him.
Well, we try to get in contact with him other night. So just whenever we get in contact with him, have him call me.
He might be a little scared of you then if he ain't asking, huh? I think you should run.
No, he ain't scared.
Big Clark.
Yo.
Your days is numbered, boy.
Yeah.
They will be preparing your final resting place.
Yeah, they will. Overlooking yours, Drag.
Mm-hmm.
Overlooking yours. Baby boy, look at baby boy. He love that shit.
Ask baby boy what you is. Ask baby boy what you is, man.
Oh, what baby boy want to do, goddamn it, life.
Hey.
5-9-8.
All right, gentlemen. We got one more call from out of Chicago calling in. We have 738-424. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please. State your name.
What's going on, Gunnett?
What's going on, brother?
This kid in Chicago. What's going on, Drag, Larry, and all the rest
what
of the boys?
What up, kid?
Hey, what's up, kid?
Ain't nothing happening. Is our nephew still on?
Yes, he is. Nephew's still on.
Tell nephew Alonso send that cash on up here to Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, Gunner.
Yes, sir.
This baby boy, I got Donye on the phone.
Okay, let's Donye. Gadget still on the line.
What's going on, Donye?
He must have been feeling real good.
He looking for me.
Who you talking to? Who you talking to?
Gadget.
Yeah, I ain't got to feel good to goddamn look for you.
Gadget feel good looking for me.
What's up, then? What's up?
Well, what are you talking about doing something?
February 9th?
February 9th?
Yeah.
In Atlanta? In Edinburgh?
No, in Atlanta.
I don't even know if I'm going to be in Atlanta. I'm pretty sure I'll be in Hattiesburg, though.
We talking about the day before, man. Me and Big Clark got a race up there, so I'm trying to run you that day.
Oh, well, I don't know if I'll be there that day.
All right, well, you can go back. I'm like BC now. You can go back in the bushes.
But if you want some trouble, though, what's the matter with being in Hattiesburg?
Uh-oh. Well, get what? Hey, I got to raise up first, so I'm going to take one day at a time. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going to happen. But I tell you what.
And Bradenton real soon, too. I'm really thinking about going. Now, give me a reason to go.
No, I got a clip for I have every year. I can't miss out on that button.
Oh, okay. Hey, Big Chris, you want a little action before February the 9th?
What's y'all your mind, Dad?
I'm gonna see the Donye taking a break from you in the 8th mile, Big Chris. I'm gonna see the Donye getting a break from you. If I have to bet the money, I'm gonna see the Donye getting a break from you. Let that Rico get his nose up like he runs at his best. Let him raise his head.
Hey, listen. Hear me out.
Don't get
I don't know nothing about no brakes. I don't like the brakes.
Man, the man got a full body car now, Chris. Come on, man. You know that. He got a full body car.
Hold up. What that mean? Is he back ass though, right?
He got a lot of bonus car, man.
So Chris, he's back ass, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Clark.
He got one carburetor, Chris. One carburetor. He ain't got no turn around, none of that.
But Dre.
Hey.
Why he won't run me head up?
He will run you head up, Gus.
Oh, man, I was not proud of your ass, man.
Get him in February the 9th, man.
Get your ass to Bradenton,
he
man.
He said he might not make it down February the 9th. Donye work a regular job. He might can't be off for that.
We're going to be in Hattiesburg, man. I know we're going
to
be in Hattiesburg that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Hey, Donye, if you come to Hattiesburg, shoot, that's one day away.
Yeah. But like Jay said, man, I got to work. I might not be able to take off. I know I'm off Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record,
hey, Chris,
press 3.
Donye raise
for more
up.
Options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
Let me raise my head up.
Who?
To send your message,
when
press 1 at any time.
When I give that back time,
to listen to your message,
you, Chris,
press 2.
I'm going
to
let you raise
record,
your head up.
Press 3.
Yeah, you just heard me say it.
Press 4. To cancel, press star.
When I beat you down with that back tie in the 8th mile, I'm going to let you up in the quarter, bro. You just heard me say it.
Hey, Dre.
I'm going to see y'all stretch
it out. When I whoop your ass with that back tie, you're going to stop fucking with me. That's what you're going to do.
Big Chris. The housing market is pretty fair around here now. It's pretty cheap. When I get to whooping you, you probably can get your house close to me because you won't be around me after this.
Okay. All right. Well, your day, them days is coming. They coming real quick now.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those listening, we're almost about out of time for the show. So I'll tell you what, let me make a rundown, see if we have any last comments
for the show. Once again, we have Big Clark and Gadget Show that they do. They are promoters, heavy promoters in the grudge game. February 9th, Lena, Mississippi at Mississippi Motorsports Park. February 9th, Lena, Mississippi. Followed by everybody will be headed on over to Hattiesburg. I know Rich has a race. Can anybody give us Rich? As a matter of fact, Big Clark, do you have a tentative schedule that you can give a rundown for the first 3 months of the new year?
Well, actually, Gadget got the schedule. I don't know if he got it in front of him right now, but, yeah. I know I know Roy James has one January the 17th, Gadget.
Roy James got one the 19th and the 20th in Houston Motor Club.
Yeah, 19 and that's January 19 and 20. Then we got, of course, me and Gadget, February 9th in Mississippi Motorsports. Boom on Wheel has one March the 9th. That's the No Problem Dragway.
Bella Rocha.
I can't remember the other one. I think Witt has one
Mike
coming
Hill,
up right
Mike Hill got one. Half a Hook.
March the 9th.
Then Witt got one March the 17th in the Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Who's doing the kiddish whistling? I'm going to mute your mic and it won't be open. We're almost out of time. Let's see, BT. Let me get BT's mic back open. I don't think BT is still on the line. But with that being said, please remember, Atomic Dog has a race in Texas, December 1st. Atomic Dog has his race December 1st in Texas. You can reach out to Atomic Dog through the Grudge Inc. website. He has a section on the Grudge Inc. website. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's 10:55. We have 5 more minutes before the show ends. Let me just do a rundown real quick. DJ Grant, do you have any closing comments? Bud Naked, do you have any closing comments? Well, hold up. Let me let you two go last. Tyson, your mic is open. Would you like to say anything to close the show?
I just want to say, man, it was a good show, man, and that's about all I got to say.
All right. Brother Larry, do you have anything you want to say as closing remarks for the show?
I enjoy myself, y'all, and this is what we're about, man, having a lot of fun, showing a lot of love, man, and holding hands, man. Y'all take care. God bless all y'all, man.
All right. And Teo, your mic is open. I want to especially thank you for coming on the show tonight. You made just absolute 100% sense. And do you have anything else you'd like to share with the Grudge Inc. family before we close the show tonight?
Yeah, I just want to say, man, this is a great show, great topic to talk about and everything. And, man, I love doing this, what we do and everything. And I will talk to everybody soon. DJ, stay up, baby. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right. And when you get a chance, can you give me a call? I need to discuss a few things with you. Or I'll call you one.
Thank you.
Big Drag, thank you for coming on to the show tonight. I can always count on you to bring order to an unorganized show and to keep the peace and keep things going forward. Is there anything that you'd like to say tonight?
Oh, man, I just wanted to get on here for a little while. I didn't have much time and, you know, talk with my friends and the people out here in the grudge world and let them know that we're doing this grudge racing stuff, and we want to include everybody. We don't want to exclude nobody. And the topic that we had about the differences between the, you know, the class races and the grudge races is nothing personal. We want them to know that they're welcome as well. We just, if they're going to come race with us, just bring a car that's unknown. That's all we want to say to them, you know, and have at it. You know, best man win.
All right.
Other than that, I just want to say we had a really, really good show, and, man, I'm going to continue to listen.
All right. Now, I tell you what, we got 2 minutes left on the show, so let me give a rundown. Leon, I'd like to thank you for coming on. Kevin, I'd like to thank you for coming on, as always. Baby Boy, thank you. Biz, thank you for coming on and clarifying a few things that we had going on with the Grudge Inc. Grow with that locked-in race between Leon and Kimo. Leon and Kimo, if you're still listening, please get that DP money over to Big Drag ASAP so the fans and myself and everybody will know that race is a definite and that is not one of them, you know, pump fake races. Biz, once again, thank you. Gadget, thank you. Big Clark, thank you. Gadget and Big Clark both. Much success to your race February 9th. I will be there. Wayne from out of Detroit, down with Kimo and Lil Tony, thank you for coming on. Nephew, I wish you much success. I know Mike Hill is your uncle. I hope you guys have a hell of a race over at HOH on March 9th. Good luck to you guys. Sleepy, as always, it's good to hear from you, and I'm looking to hear that S10 crank up soon. With that being said, let's get into this commercial. And we're going to hold one more
Gunny,
thing.
Before you get a commercial, Gunny, could you let them know that you got T-shirts and hoodies in Chicago?
Oh, yes, sir.